Blog Talk Radio.
The blood that Jesus shed for me. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows
to take a ride. Grab your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, we can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
Welcome to the Mega Man Radio Show. Tonight is a live program. It is October the 9th, and this is my favorite program of the week. It is always a pleasure and honor to have Dr. Pat Holliday on, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord tonight. This is the School of Deliverance. And for those of you that first-timers of the show, tonight's show links are MiracleInternetChurch.com and PatHolliday.com, the home of Dr. Pat Holliday. And we're going to be opening up the lines tonight if you need prayer. Maybe you need deliverance from demons. Maybe you're being attacked at 3 a.m. in the morning and you've had all the attacks that you can take and you want to get set free tonight. Maybe you need a physical healing. Maybe you'd like to share a testimony of something the Lord has done for you in a past program. Or you have a question for Dr. Pat. We'd love to hear from you tonight. The call number tonight will be 917-889-2745. And if you're calling, do not have a long distance. You can call on our toll-free number tonight. It'll be 877-806-2482. So I want to thank you for coming out tonight. Shouts out to Natalie. I see you out there. Marcus from England. Bill from Jacksonville. Cry out to Jesus and many of our other friends out there. And without further ado, let's get Dr. Pat on the line. Stand by. Dr. Pat, are you on with me tonight?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Hey, you're coming through crystal clear on this Skype connection.
Oh, great, great.
Praise God.
Great. Hello to all of my friends out there. I see them on the chat room, and tonight is going to be a very special night because Jesus is going to minister to each and every one of you. We've
Amen.
Been seeing so many wonderful things. I think last week, we had five people to call in, and they got free deliverance. Last night, I had a lady and a husband come in from Atlanta, Georgia, and they got free and delivered. And, you know, God wants to set his people free because we're living in this time where the great harvest is waiting and the workers are few. And the workers can't go out into the field unless they have a little training and they themselves are free. How in the world can you lead somebody to Christ and lead them all bound up and chained up with cords and fetters and say, go ahead, my dear, you're free, when they're totally demon-possessed? And that happens all the time, Omega Man.
You know, does the United States military send new recruits to the battlefield to fight the enemy without sending them to basic training or giving them the proper, body armor that they need, the firearms and, all the things that go along with being a soldier? Same way in God's kingdom, he wants people to get deliverance, to learn about deliverance, and then they can go out and help pluck a brother or sister out of the ditch, so to speak. Because
that's right.
There are a lot of people out there, Dr. Pat, who need deliverance. As I remember one man said, I haven't yet met a person who didn't need deliverance.
Well, that's the truth. And, when Jesus came on the earth, he chose 12 men that followed him that he taught his ministry to. He taught them the Word of God, and he taught them the power of speaking his name. If you read the New Testament, Omega Man, you will see that as he taught them, they were anointed by him to go out and cast out devils and heal the sick before the Holy Ghost ever came. And so the Bible actually shows the disciples before the upper room casting out devils and healing the sick.
Yes.
And so in Matthew 10:1, he commissioned them and anointed them, because what he wanted to do is he wanted to multiply his ministry so that the masses in the land of Israel and then pouring out into the world could learn the reality that the Messiah had come for the purpose of John 10. He said, the demons come to rob, kill, and destroy. And then Jesus said, but I have come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly.
Amen.
And so what I've noticed really is that there are a lot of Christians living beneath their inheritance spiritually, physically, and mentally. And the reason I think a lot of it is we haven't asked God to give us our inheritance on this side. Some people are waiting till they die when they go to heaven and walk down the pearly streets and the gates of pearls and the golden streets. Well, God wants us to have sufficiency now, because there's a big work to be done, quick work, because Jesus is coming very soon. And, you know, ministers cannot work on thin air. I mean, we do, but we can't do as much as we could do if the body of Christ that are the real saints would begin to see things as the early saints did. And the way the early saints did, they saw the harvest of their day. And you know, in the book of Acts, the Bible shows that all the people brought their goods together and they laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, they didn't do that because God told them to. They did that. There's no word of God that says for people to do that. They did that. And the reason they did that is that once they became believers and they looked at their own families and they looked out into the world, they saw a very dark world. And they saw people under the bondages of demons and Satan. And they wanted Jesus to be known. They wanted to make his name known, because they knew that he had the answers to everyone's problem. The only thing that was needed were preachers to go. And the Bible says, as a matter of fact, how would they know if a preacher isn't sent? Well, you know, Omega Man, what I've seen is that the false preachers, they have, for the last 15 years or so, they have sucked finances away from the true preachers of the gospel and the true churches. And they have used that money to build big houses and cars. And they use that money also to just put it on themselves. And so people got very discouraged, because they were promised that if you give me a dime, God will give you $1,000 type of a message.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody rushed, and some of them gave them their light bills. Some of them gave them the last dollar in the bank expecting to get it back. But the Bible says that if you put your money on good ground, you know, if you take your money and you take it down on the beach, or you take your seeds and you put them down on the beach there in the sand, nothing is going to grow. Nothing is going to happen for that.
That's right.
And so what happens is that if you take it and you put it in good, solid ground, you get a harvest. Everybody mm-hmm. knows that. And so what has happened is people got discouraged because they were not getting any kind of a refund after those preachers mulched them for all of their finances, and they no longer believed it. And so what happened was that because they got discouraged, many of them started blaming the preachers, which really is wholly on at their seat, and they will answer at the judgment seat for what they did with that. Meantime, the people were going broke in droves. Meantime, the battle for souls, the people that I have known that are real, the battle for souls, the people, the missionaries, the churches that are preaching the Word of God have worked on shoestrings. And I know as far as I was concerned, my husband had died and left me a little bit of money, and I spent all of that money going over to Africa for souls. And so what I'm saying is, if you want people to find Jesus, you're going to have to support it. You're going to have to begin to pray about, Lord, where can I send my finances so that I can have a harvest of souls when I come before you? See, there's many of them that will never go on the radio, or many of them will never go to Africa. But you can support the person that God points you to, and then that person is your representative. And then when that person stands before the throne of God, what happens is they look back and they see a whole army of people behind them, and all of that army that supported them in prayer and finances and everything that they do. What happens is God will, let me disconnect this phone because it's driving me crazy.
Hey, that's quite all right.
They will get a reward, just as the ministers whose face is out there. And so I think people need to begin to pray about this, because, you see, we're limited as to what we're doing. I told the Lord the other day, I said, Lord, you know, I said, Bentley, you remember that character?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Well, Bentley is out in Las Vegas in Nevada, and he's ministering in a casino, and they're giving him a big paycheck to come in there and minister. And so what happens is, crowds are at his meeting getting deceived, although many of those casino people would already be deceived. But the point being is, you've got the true gospel going up on Blog Talk Radio, and we minister to hundreds where they're ministering to millions. And there's just something that's not right about that. And what's not right about that is, the blessings of Abraham are supposed to come down upon God's people. And the curses come down upon those that hate God. And those that hate God, curses come against your resources. They come against your family. They come against your business. They come against everything. And so what I'm seeing is the resources are going to the false pastors and not the real pastors. And we don't know who they all are, but God does. And so in terms of the intercessory prayer, I believe that the people that are enjoying Omega Man and the other shows that God has called, you need to start praying about this, because, you see, God has given us a vision, and the vision is to reach the world now, because the false pastors have kept the deliverance ministry hidden. I know that I used to go into the churches and minister. They always kept me off hidden somewhere in the church. And I was ministering to a witch over in Tampa. And she wrote a poem before she ever got saved and sent to me. And it was about the woman of God hidden in the basement of the church. And it was all about how that woman was hidden in the basement of the church doing the work for God. And it was just as if she was the most sainted, anointed woman of God, and she wasn't even saved at that time. But that's been my life story. And so the work that I have done over my life story was only, I was only able to do it because my husband supported my ministry. And so the books that I've written, and I've written about 80, I've written others that I haven't even put up on the internet. I have thousands of MP3s that we've done over the many years. I've got teaching on video, all of these things that are resources for the body of Christ. And we're getting out as much as we can get out, but there's only a couple of people working on the web page. And so we're getting things out, but very slowly. So what it means is that 33 years of ministry has been hidden in the basement of a church. And what it means is the American church has totally gone into total deception. And what it means is the few people that still are alive and know Jesus have become more or less spectators in the ministry. And what we need at this point is we need people praying for us. We get under tremendous attack, and we have to learn to be like Rambo Christians. Wasn't Rambo the guy? Now, I don't go to movies. I just hear my kids talk. But wasn't Rambo the guy that was the loner in the army that he took over?
Is
that
right on
that?
Johnny.
He was the one fighting the war, right?
Yes, ma'am. He was a ex-Vietnam veteran in the movie, and he came back, and you know, he was persecuted, and so awesome picture, by the way. Go ahead.
The point that I'm making here is he was bold enough to say, "I can take this army all by myself. I don't need any of you."
Absolutely.
That type of an attitude. Well, see, we're like Rambos. We know that Jesus and one person makes the majority. And so it gives us all of the courage that we need to go out into the war.
Amen.
And do what we do. But it doesn't mean that we don't have to be defensive and at battles coming at us all the time. And so what we need now is the ones that love the ministry to begin to become active parts of the ministry. And what we need is people to begin to intercede for the ministry's needs. When, for instance, when Omega Man decided to give up the world and come into the ministry, that's what he did. And he came in believing that God was going to help him and to support him. The Bible says, don't muzzle the ox that treads the corn. And so he believed that. And so people that love him need to start supporting him with your prayers and financially. Otherwise, this radio show will shut down because he'll have to go and do something else so that he can eat and feed his family. And so you have to understand that God created the priesthood of the church is supposed to be taken care of by the church. And Paul talked about it. He said, I robbed from other churches so that I could come and minister to you. So what you have to see is that you are a cell in the body of Christ, and each cell has a function. And you're not supposed to just be looking for the joy of the Lord just for yourself. You're supposed to be looking for the joy of the Lord for God's people and for his ministers, his true ministers, so that they can keep giving back to you and then going out and seeking the harvest for all of us. And that really is the message of the gospel. And so I just felt led to say that because of the fact that we need to begin to see the way things really are. And when somebody can go and get a crowd after he's left his wife and his children, and he's married his girlfriend, and he was drunk every night that he was up on the platform ministering to so-called people that claim to be of God, well, you know, he was getting a lot of money. Millions of dollars were made for that. But at the same time, over 100 million people every night saw him.
Good grief. Wow.
So what I'm getting at is this. We have a vision, and I'm going to, you know, Amiga and I, man and I have talked about a bigger vision than what we have tonight. And I'm just going to let him tell you what his vision is. He's got some open doors at this moment, and if he wants to, he can tell you about them.
Amen. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a live show with Dr. Pat Holliday and myself. You know, Dr. Pat, I praise God for the Blog Talk Radio family.
Yes.
We have some great programs here. Certainly we're reaching hundreds. And I would say, you know, it's the size of a small church. So praise God for that. And to date, I think we're approaching about 100 shows. So it's been a real fast ride in the last 90 days. Well, I have been able to assemble most of the equipment to take this broadcast from what's called an 8-bit signal now. A lot of people say, well, you know, the quality is not that great. Well, what we're doing, folks, is we are broadcasting over a telephone line. So the best you can get is about an 8-bit signal. Well, the Lord had planted in me 5 years ago, Dr. Pat, to do a program. And it took 5 years, actually, to get to the point that I'm at now. And I started putting the equipment together piece by piece. And just today, I had a breakthrough. I was able to get the equipment hooked up. And I believe I have almost every component we need to now take the signal from an 8-bit over to real broadcasting, which would be 128-bit. That would be the equivalent of a CD-quality show. And, you know, that goes a long way because sometimes it is a labor of love to have to listen to a, you know, program done over the telephone. So praise God, I think I have the equipment now to do it. But back to the vision, folks, what we would like to do is we'd like to take this this show that we're doing every Saturday night, The School of Deliverance with Dr. Pat Holliday and myself, and I would like to take it and move it over to satellite and shortwave. Now, I talked to Rich Keltner over at Watchman Radio. He told me one of the best places to take a program and reach a large audience is WWCR shortwave, and you can immediately hit 20,000 people. Well, I talked to another gentleman, and there's some satellite opportunities, and you can go the world over. Now, that's a pretty awesome thought, Dr. Pat, considering, you know, my best count, I figure maybe we have 20 deliverance ministers in the United States for 300 million people. It's probably
wow.
Worse overseas. Maybe I'm being generous. You know, I count the guys and gals that are doing deliverance, that believe in deliverance, that understand that deliverance is the children's bread, you know, that every believer is entitled to, and that there is help. You know, when you're being attacked at 3 a.m. in the morning, you know, we've got reports of people being raped. We have reports coming in of children going to summer camps. And by the way, you know, the story we gave, the testimony of the 8-year-old girl, turns out that she went to summer camp, and they played with the Ouija board down there.
Oh, my goodness.
So she comes back, folks, if you didn't hear the show we did 2 weeks ago, this little girl, 8 years old, goes to a summer camp, comes back totally demonized. She's trying to take chunks out of her arm, with, you know, biting them. She's trying to bite off her toes. They took her to an intensive care ward, and the door opened up for a couple of deliverance ministers to go in and pray with this girl. And it was the start of, you know, this girl getting deliverance of Jesus Christ. You know, if the deliverance ministry did not exist, Dr. Pat, what are you going to do in a situation like that? You know, they gave her every drug they could to sedate her, and it still wasn't working. It was only through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that she got deliverance, and she's normal again today. I mean, you know, I believe that we're in the time of the end, Dr. Pat. I've been telling you that for months. Many of us have been seeing this number 911 every time we look at the clocks. And, you know, it got to be a little bit annoying. I said, God, what is this? This is either from you or the devil. And if it's from the devil, I bind it in Jesus' name. But, you know, you were the one that told me to look over at Revelations 9:11.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go over there and look at Revelations 9:11, I'm getting my sword out here. You know, it talks about time of the end where it says, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. You know, Dr. Pat, I believe we're in the time of the end, and I believe that the pit is getting opened up very soon, and we're going to see these guys on the scene, these fallen
yes.
angels, you know, the return of the fallen angels from Genesis 6.
Right.
You know, I heard a minister the other day say a time's coming where these spirits are going to break through, and they're going to start manifesting in the physical, and people are going to start seeing them. And, you know,
right.
it's going to be a frightening sight for many people who have never seen a demon. And then when you do, folks, what do? You better know that there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ to bind these foul spirits, and that greater is he that is in thee than he that is in the world, and you have the authority to go trample on these things through Jesus Christ. So, you know, there's just a very small cry out there, Dr. Pat, of the deliverance message from pioneers like yourself. And maybe I'm being generous. Maybe there's 20 in the country. I don't think so. I think maybe there's 10 or less. And back to the point I'm trying to make, worldwide, very few. I know that any time there's a deliverance seminar held or, you know, revival by guys like Bob Larson, Joseph Jasinski has been doing a lot, that just masses show up. And, you know, these guys get under a lot of attack. I want to give you another update. Weave into all this is we had mentioned Pastor Carl Henderson is one such minister. They're over there in the Philippines doing deliverance, and they have a lot of people showing up hungry for deliverance. And, you know, the desperate get delivered, as I've heard people say, and I believe that. And, you know, they come under intense attack, folks. The witches show up, the warlocks show up, and, you know, the fight is real. You know, we're wrestling, you know, not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities and powers. And, you know, there are witches and warlocks getting together at 6 o'clock. Reports are coming in, you know, around the world, and they're praying against pastors. And they're trying to take down churches, and they're being very successful in this. And they prayed against this one pastor, Carl Henderson. Him and his wife came back. They went into a church. They were asked to speak. And I don't think the church had ever heard the message of deliverance. A demon manifested and says, how did you know this? You know, where did you come from? And, you know, he bound the demon, cast it out in Jesus' name, and the lady got set free that night, and now his wife is under attack in the hospital. Witchcraft attack, had to have a hysterectomy. Okay, these attacks are real, folks, and if you got a small group that believe in the deliverance message and are doing something about it, you know, we need your prayers out there because the enemy is very well-funded. He has a lot in his army, and he has a lot of devoted followers. Look at the Muslims, for example. They pray 3 times a day. We know these witches and warlocks take very seriously what they're doing. So we need your prayer covering, number one, but we need the finances to take this message worldwide. So the deliverance message is, you know, it's going out strong. But, you know, we're working on what we've got. And if we could see the door open up to things like satellite shortwave, it could go worldwide. I know the enemy is going to get mad then, Dr. Pat.
Well, he will. And I see him promoting the deliverance manual. You know, that's good. It's a good manual. I've seen it. But don't forget, Pat Holiday has many deliverance ministries up on her books, too. Just
Amen.
Wanted to plug mine, too, while you're thinking about that.
Amen.
But,
and,
you know, you were talking about people, witches and warlocks. A lot of people don't realize it, but the Mormons. I had a friend that was a Mormon, and she and her husband, he was a bishop, and they went right into the Mormon sanctuary in in Utah, and they had to take off all of their clothes and put the little aprons on, and they went into the sanctuary, and in the middle was a hexagram. No, it was a hexagram.
Hmm.
And in the center of that hexagram was all the leaders of pastors in the whole world.
Oh, my God.
And so they were, part of their initiation was to cast curses upon those leaders, verbal curses, and then they had to hail Lucifer. So, you know, don't forget that some of the old-timers tried to warn us about some of these cults that we have in America, but we thought, well, you know, everybody believes in God, so we're all going to the same place. It's not so, my friends. If you believe in Jesus, you might be going to where I'm going, but otherwise you won't. But the point that we're trying to make here is we need to go to the next level. And so the next level is that we need people praying. That's number one, consistently praying.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I just got an idea. What if we were to have a money bomb show? Have you thought about that?
Oh, you mean, yeah, you know what? Who does it? I think Alex Jones does that, maybe Ron Paul. I've heard of that.
Yeah. Alex Jones is going to go on the air, and he's going to stay on the air for 24 hours straight.
Really?
To raise the, within this week or so, to raise the finances for his show. And see, what people don't understand is people that are telling lies, big corporations support their work. And people that are real Christians and people that are telling the truth, they have to raise money or depend upon the people that are listening to them to help them to pray it in. I believe God's got some multimillionaires out in on the Internet, and I just believe that he can just draw some people like that to us. If we will just begin to zero in and pray for the finances of the ones that are real, and seek God who to pray for, what to pray, and God will bring us some financial angels. I really do believe that, because
The deliverance message is so exciting to me, Dr. Pat, because the people of God have been bound up, they've been tied up. They've been depressed, oppressed. They have been, haven't seen their families ripped apart. Who hasn't been affected by demonic spirits, whether it be alcoholism, any number of gateways that would come into the family, marriage-breaking spirits, children that have been pulled off into drugs and fornication, get indwelled by these demonic spirits, to get set free. To have your soul restored, because, folks, there is a thing called the fragmented soul. We know people this week, multiple personalities. That means multiple demons. You know, if you go and talk to medical science, they'll send you to a shrink. If they can help you, they'll commit you to a hospital. But the point of it is these are demonic spirits that are manifesting. We know one guy, and I won't mention his name, he just manifested, and he's going by a new name now. It's a demonic spirit that is serviced. To be able to identify what this is, that these are demonic spirits, to understand that you can take authority over them in Jesus' name, you can command them to come out, send them to the foot of Jesus to be judged before their time, and see people set free, you see lives transformed, you see families healed, you see children brought back, you know, relationships restored, and you see people empowered to be able to do something for a change, to make an impact. And, you know, just as Jesus said to Peter, Satan seeks to sift you. But when you're converted, help your brethren. You know, Satan is seeking to sift us all. You know, he's out there trying to kill us, you know, steal from us, destroy our families and our relationships. And frankly, I'm tired of it, Dr. Pat. I'm tired of getting beat up. And that's why I'm so vocal about this message of deliverance, because it's the one thing, folks, that can turn the tables on the enemy. You know, Numbers 33:50, which we play in one of the intros, you know, was a word that God gave to Moses and the children of Israel. You know, go into the enemy territory, drive out the inhabitants of the land, claim that territory. And they were going in to drive the giants out of the land. You know, the Philistines, the Canaanites. And, you know, in modern application, you know, it's the demonic spirits out of the people of God, is my opinion, Dr. Pat. And there's a commandment there. It says, do it, or there'll be a thorn in your flesh and a prick in your eye. What I meant to do to them, I'll do to you. Folks, we have a commandment from God to get into the deliverance ministry, to pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, putting on our full armor in Ephesians 6, and not fear the devil, okay? The only one we need to fear is God, and attack. And go out there and help see people set free in Jesus' name, get people delivered, so they can in turn go out there and help their brethren, and we can start taking some territory back from the enemy. You know, for too long, Dr. Pat, Satan and his host of hell have been able to drive people like machines, like their cars. I heard one guy says a demon is like, you know, he's like the driver, and he'll get into a person and, you know, drive that person and control them. You know, they'll have compulsive behavior they can't, you know, control anymore. My point is that for too long they've been attacking the people of God. They've had us tied up and bound up. And if you were to go into most churches and God would allow you to see in the Spirit, you would see a demon in every person and probably sitting on the on the pews. And there are many pastors out there. Folks, we're infected. It's like the movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Okay, the enemy is everywhere. It's a virus that is spread, and it's out of control. And unless we all fall asleep, okay, and there's none to deliver, we better wake up, get into the fight, and if God, you know, has not called you specifically, then support the deliverance ministers who are willing to pick up the sword and go on the front lines. You know, even in Gideon's time, Dr. Pat, you know, God used 300 to go up against 120,000.
Yes.
You know, the other 25,000, they went home.
Yes.
You know, folks, you know, if this is not something you want to do, well, there's some of us that will do it on your behalf, but we need your support to do it. And it's a battle, Dr. Pat. I think I've shared part of the testimony before. When God called me into this about a year ago, all hell broke loose in my life. I mean, everything that could happen, happened. I was attacked by incubus and succubus demons. You know, I'd be literally frozen in my bed. Of course, I knew how to battle that part. You know, you bind it in Jesus' name. Okay, you know, I had calls coming in offering me sums of money if I had went on the dark side.
Yes, that always happens.
I'm not going to say I wasn't tempted. Praise God, I sidestepped that. You know, I had people call me out of the blue I hadn't talked to in years. I mentioned a name, and there was an email waiting. I had barbecue grills explode, try to, you know, blow my house up. You know, every kind of attack you can imagine. That was just the beginning. I come back to the States. You know, physical attacks started happening. Friends that were my friends threw me under the bus when we started to preach the deliverance message. You know, I've had members of my family call me a heretic. What do you mean a Christian can have a demon? You know, they haven't preached this, Dr. Pat. People are ignorant. They're ignorant of who is the one that's actually trying to kill and to steal and destroy from them, the enemy. And a lot of people have been raised to say, hey, you know, Christian can't have a demon. Well, if you buy into that, folks, then what happens is the very enemy that you need to be fighting, you'll never get the upper hand over because you can't see, you know, who you're fighting. It'd be like going into battle blindfolded and naked. You're not going to last 5 seconds. Okay? That's why Satan fights this message so vehemently. Am I pronouncing that right? Vehemently, because he does not want to be exposed. It's like turning on the lights and see the cockroaches run. That's the demons. They will run for cover if they're exposed. Satan wants to keep you and I in darkness. Okay? He wants to keep us asleep in the matrix. He does not want us to realize who is the source of our problems and then be able to do something about it. To evict these demonic spirits that have been in the people of God, some of them decades, or that have went down family lines and have attacked generations of people for hundreds of years. Folks, yes. Some of these demons have been in families for hundreds of years, generation upon generation, snuffing people out. You know, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So the point is it's one-third of Jesus' ministry. Okay, I think we've done a great job of evangelizing. There's evangelism going around the world. But before Jesus was crucified, Dr. Pat, and rose again, he was doing miracles and he was casting out demons. And that's the children's bread. Go for it.
It is the children's bread, but what the American people don't seem to get is, if Christians can't have demons, how come the church is in such a foul mess?
Right.
I mean, I would think that demons are really causing a lot of disasters in church systems simply because Christians can have demons, or people that call themselves Christians have demons, and they forget the wheat and the tares story, where they're real Christians, and then they're people that the devil filters in. I'll tell you, I ministered to a woman recently, and as I was casting devils out of her, the Lord told me, he said, you know, she has had an abortion. Ask her. And so I asked her. She said, yes, I did. So I led her in repentance. She asked the Lord to forgive her and everything. And then when I took authority over the spirit of murder and the spirit of abortion, the woman, the worst violent reaction came forth and that she had had from all of the deliverance that we had been through up to that point. And then after she got through getting free, I said, you didn't know you had that, did you? She said, no, ma'am, I did not know. And so, see, demons are, the way they operate is they hide in your emotions, and they hide in your personality.
Yes.
And they manifest every now and then, and demons talk through the mouths of people. And demons have the ability, when they've been living in a person, to lead that person to believe that that's just your own thinking. Whenever they talk to your mind, they talk to you like you're thinking it. I think I will go and fornicate. I think I will go and commit adultery. Nine times out of ten, that will be a demon impressing those wants and desires in your mind. So a lot of people have devils, and they don't even know that they have devils unless they come up against a true, honest to God deliverance ministry that can drive them out. And then they surface and expose themselves.
The expression, the greatest coup that Satan ever pulled was to convince man that he didn't exist. Well, I've got the number two greatest thing he did, was to convince Christians that they cannot be demonized. Take it again.
Well, what about, let's just look at God's own disciples. They were believers. Peter, after the garden scene where he slept through the greatest thing that ever happened to Jesus when the devils were trying to defeat us, he left Jesus and he denied him, and he gave up following him. He went fishing. He said, I'm going to go fishing. He was a believer. He knew Jesus was who he was and who he said he was. He had seen the miracles. He had been churched for over 3.5 years by the Messiah himself. And so he says, I'm going to go and fish. And so when Mary Magdalene, who wasn't supposed to preach the gospel at all, went to the tomb, according to the American preacher, that is, she goes to the tomb and he says, go tell my disciples that I have risen. He commissioned her right on the spot to preach the word.
Amen.
Of the greatest miracle that ever happened. And she came back and he said, oh, by the way, go tell Peter too. And so Peter had denied him after he knew him and saw his miracle. What do you think that was?
Well,
Peter got demon-possessed.
Amen. While we're on the subject of
what
Peter,
what was that?
Was Peter not talking to the Lord, and Jesus was telling the disciples, to include Peter was sitting there at the time, what he must go through and that he was going to be delivered up, and Peter immediately started to rebuke Jesus. And what did Jesus do?
Exactly.
He says, "Get thee behind me, Satan." You know, a demon had entered into Peter at that very moment, I believe.
Yeah, because he said that heaven, he told him, he said, "You didn't think of that yourself." He said, "You got that from heaven." And that's paraphrasing that scripture. But then a couple of sentences down, Jesus looked at Peter and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And Peter is the one that pronounced the words. So was Peter not a believer? I believe he was a believer. And, go ahead.
Amen. Just as I believe the Apostle Paul was. And Paul said, he says, "I have a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan," which is an evil spirit, "sent to buffet me." And where was it at, folks? It was in his flesh. So just as Dr. Pat said, okay, a demon can reside in your flesh, your body, or in your soul, which is your mind, will, emotion. It's got like four places to choose. Yeah, I believe the spirit is sealed, but we're made up of spirit, flesh, and soul, folks. So is it just semantics? Bottom line is a demon was in the Apostle Paul. The man that by the age of 21 had to memorize the whole first five books of the Bible, the Torah, in Hebrew, because he studied under Gamaliel. Now, this is a smart guy, okay? Look at all that he suffered for Christ. He wrote most of the New Testament. If he can be demonized, how much more are you and I? The good news, though, Dr. Pat, is just as a person can be demonized, and most people walking the globe right now are, okay, Jesus said that deliverance is the children's bread. So there's deliverance through Jesus Christ, and we can be set free. That's the good news. A person doesn't have to hang on to the demons.
Well, but they hang on to them because they believe the lies. And now let me ask you this. Do you think cancer is of God?
Absolutely not.
Is mental illness of God? All of these infirmity spirits that come into people, the reason over my ministerial life that I've had a high rate of healing people that were sick is because a lot of the spirits are connected to the people that are sick. And instead of just laying hands on them like Benny Hinn does and saying, "Okay, be healed," no, what I do is I cast the spirit of infirmity out of them,
yes,
and then they're healed. There's even a spirit called death, and
yes,
I've seen many people come from death because just casting the spirit of death out of them. I can tell you that my brother-in-law was one of them, and he was dead and told me and my family that when I came in the intensive care, he said his spirit was up on the ceiling. He said, "I saw you when you came in the room. I saw you come over. I saw you put your hand on me, and I heard you say, 'I command his spirit to come back into his body and bind
Amen.
The spirit of death.'"
Amen.
And so you can listen to all that nonsense, but if you want to, but the truth is, the real gospel is the same gospel that Jesus preached. And what Jesus preached was, he preached that people had demons. And when Mary Magdalene came, the Bible says she had seven devils. He cast those seven devils out because she had been in adultery, and then she was able to follow him for the rest of her life, and he was able to entrust her with that great message, "He has risen." So these people that preach a part of the gospel, and they leave about 90% of it out, are telling you a lie. The full gospel is the ministry of Jesus Christ as he did it, not as some nut like Todd Bentley calling up snake spirits and putting them in people and calling angels down with gold dust and jewels. Look, if those gold dust things and jewels were worth anything, why do they have to rape people for their money?
Amen.
And so, but they get it. You see, they get it. And they get pushed forward. I can attest to you as being the woman in the basement of a church. And believe me, I tried to work with churches. I tried to work with the Assembly of God. I tried to work with the Church of God. I tried to work with the Pentecostal Holiness and independent charismatic churches, and not one of them ever put my ministry forth or tried to get me known or tried to get my books printed. All they wanted was someone to get in the basement hidden to cast the demons out that they couldn't control. I remember one night this pastor in Pentecostal Holiness Church, he knew what I was doing. He had sat in my ministry and watched me cast devils out as had his wife. And he told me this story himself. He said, I got a call on Wednesday night, and this woman says, Pastor, my son came home drunk, and he's tearing up the house and cussing, and I'm scared. Can you come over? He said, so I went over, and he said, and I looked at him, and he said that what he said was, the pastor said was, I know what you need. You need Jesus Christ. And the pastor said, the man said, no, I need deliverance, but you can't cast it out. That's what he told me. He was a Pentecostal pastor. And so the truth is that you can serve the real Jesus. It's not the most popular thing to do in this day and time. You can follow a man or a woman. Joyce Myers never preached the gospel, yet she's so famous. All the women fall after Joyce Myers. She preaches out of the Amplified Version of the Bible, which isn't the Bible.
No, ma'am.
She preaches about Jesus going to hell, and that's why we get heaven. That isn't true. She preaches that we're little gods. We're not little gods. Everything that she preaches is a lie. And yet all the Christian women, she can come to Jacksonville and fill up any auditorium. And I'm just telling you, they will follow the lie before they'll follow the Lord.
Well, you know, and what people are doing, Dr. Pat, is they're chasing after signs and wonders that should be manifesting in the true church, folks, because Jesus says, signs that shall follow them that believe is they will cast out demons in my name, they will speak in new tongues, they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, they'll raise the dead. That power that Jesus gave the disciples in is for us today. And we should be seeing this, Dr. Pat, in the church, but because we've got people that don't believe the word of God, okay, that are being controlled by demons, and that say, well, you know, that was just for them. That's not for us today. And they try to suppress the true ministers like yourself. They put you in a basement. Folks, they'll kick you out of most churches or they'll excommunicate you, okay? Some of these denominations will, which is a curse, by the way, that they've just put on you because they basically send you to hell according to their belief. For talking about what we're talking tonight, the very thing that can rip the scales off of people's eyes and set them free and kick these demons to the curb that have been riding our backs for decades and hundreds of years even. People are looking for the true manifestation. So what happens? Satan is all too willing to oblige, and these people are doing things like the Lakeland Revival, calling down the fallen angel, Dr. Pat. Y'all came against M.O.?
M.O. Not only that, Omega Man, but they're following signs and wonders. And what signs and wonders are they? They're people barking like dogs, crawling on the floor like snakes. They're people mewing like cows, like hyenas yelling at the moon. They're people that are doing weird, twisting, wiggling manifestations. They're people that are laughing like hyenas and nuts. They're ministers standing up there popping jokes to get the people laughing. This is not signs and wonders. This is pure insanity Christianity.
Yes.
Church is full of devils. And so if those preachers want to say Christians can't have a devil, I can tell you they can, because when I go into those churches, all I see is devils. I don't see the Holy Ghost in any of them. And so I just tell people to leave. I tell people, get out of them and leave. And, you know, many people all over the country are leaving. They're leaving because of the fact that they're drying up. They're starving. Their spirits are dry. Jesus told the lady by the well, I will give you living water.
Yes.
And you'll never thirst again. He wasn't talking about the water out of that well. He is the living water.
Amen.
And you know, Omega Man, I've served him for 35 years, and I've never been ashamed of him. I've never been sorry that I chose him above everything. And I, in my little lifetime, have seen the most phenomenal things that anyone that I have ever known has seen.
Amen.
And I've seen dead people rise. I've seen cripples jump out of wheelchairs. I've seen blind eyes open up. I've seen cancers fly out of people. I've seen all kinds of wonderful, wonderful mysteries of God that I wouldn't even think of going after a big... Somebody came to me just like you did, Omega Man. Somebody came to you and offered you a big thing to join the world, to do what you're doing here for the world, and you said no. If somebody came to me and said, I'll give you the biggest church in town if you'd give up Jesus, there's no way. There's nothing on the earth worth more than Jesus Christ. And your soul, you know, that's why I've always been able to minister to the very poor, because I look at the very poor through the eyes of God. And I remember one time one man came into the church. He stunk to high heaven. It was just terrible. And when he... came in, there were two rich broads in the church. You know what a broad is, right?
Oh, yes.
Just to let you know, I used to be in the
world. I learned
that
on the Three Stooges movie. That was
And they came in the church, and so what happened was I went up to him and started talking to him, and I led him to the Lord. It was just a man, but I led him to the Lord. And I gave him a Bible. And they went, after he left the church, they came up to me and said, what in the world are you doing praying for something like that? That offended me, they said. I said, well, it sure didn't offend me. And so that Thursday, I was in that same church in another room teaching a seminary class. It wasn't advertised any place in the church. It wasn't up on the marquee. There was just a dozen people that I was teaching that night. And so what happened was this man came into that class. Now, to get to the class, he had to come across the land, go in a different door than he came in the last time, come upstairs, walk down two different hallways, and come to the class where I was. And he came in that classroom, and he said, I forgot to thank you for the Bible. And he turned around and walked out, and I knew that was the Lord.
Wow.
Because the Lord, that man was living up, he would be a man that would be living up under the bridge with no place. But
yes.
You see, you never know who you're ministering to, but you do know this, every soul, the blood of Jesus bled a man under the bridge just
Amen.
As hard as it did the richest man in the world.
Amen. Amen. That is the truth, Dr. Pat. And, you know, what people don't realize is, you know, life is finite. We're praying for famous actor. Everybody knows him, Michael Douglas. I saw a picture of him. He's being eat up by cancer. He's already went through the chemo, the radiation. In fact, his wife had to come back from overseas because he's in serious condition. And, you know, I believe the Lord could heal him, Dr. Pat. I have no question in my mind. If
yes.
someone could reach him, he was willing to accept Jesus as his Savior. You know, Jesus has given the believer the authority to pray one for another and to see healing of diseases such as cancer. And, you know, as you mentioned before, a lot of these diseases, folks, are caused by demon spirits. Okay, there are many cases that are documented of people who have had bitterness and unforgiveness, and cancer and arthritis comes in. Okay, they forgive. You cast the demons out of infirmity, okay, and the illness goes. My point I'm trying to make here is only God knows how much time he has. Once you get to stage four, where he's at, withstanding a miracle, okay, and someone can reach him, and a door can open up that someone can pray with him, he may have 6 months to live.
Yes.
And when we step out of this body, folks, it's over with. Okay, and Satan knows that. He's trying to run down our clocks, okay, get us tied up in things of the world, get us off what our mandate is, to go out there and help one another, to deliver those that are captive in Jesus' name. And he'll run down your clock until it's time up. And then, you know, you're taken out of this world. If there was every time, Dr. Pat, for people to get in the battle, now is the time because the host of hell are ramping up, and it's take no prisoners. You know, they want to see every one of us die. They want to see anybody fulfilled, doing what God has called them to do, you know. How many stories have we heard of, you know, a calling God had on someone's life and they never saw it fulfilled? You know, the enemy took them out. So, folks, the deliverance message needs to go out. Miracle healing is for today. People
Amen.
Can be set free in Jesus' name. We know of a case where a lady was had witchcraft sent against her, and a leukemia and cancer spirit went in. Cast the demons out in Jesus' name, the illness went. She was immediately healed. We've seen people time after time set free. We've seen witches get deliverance, come to Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Yes.
We've seen people get delivered of demon spirits, and the Holy Spirit that they had been seeking for a long time came right in, and they were baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's the kind of fruit I like to see, Dr. Pat.
And you can see him because Jesus wants you to see him. He doesn't want the world to think that his church complies of people acting like animals and people judging each other and castigating each other and fighting and arguing and acting like a bunch of fools. He wants a holy church. Just like he went into the church and he overturned those tables, he said, my house will be a house of prayer. And that's what he wants. And if you're not, you know, I'm the most unpopular ministry in Jacksonville. Whenever I came up, I was so hated by Christians in Jacksonville, Florida, and there was nothing I could do to redeem myself. I founded the first Women's Aglow in Jacksonville, and the Lord said, I want you to do this, but I don't want you to serve on the board. And I said, okay. So I was, you know, the women had been so battered and they couldn't do anything. So I founded the Aglow in Jacksonville, and he told me the women to put in those spots. I didn't know any of them. And so they became president and vice president and all of this stuff, and they became the people in Jacksonville. And the first thing they did was to stop me from ministering and talking. And I was the only one woman besides the lady that fellowshipped with me moving with any anointing of healing and things. So we went to a meeting one night, and we walked out when they started to minister because I just couldn't stand to watch it. And the people followed us out of the meeting and came up and asked for prayer, and they were slain all over the lobby.
Yes.
And those women that ran the Aglow came out, and they were furious because they were ministered to and found help, and they had to follow us to get it. So people, let me tell you something. Jesus will have his way.
Amen.
If you don't want to receive the true ministers, he will open up some doors that will receive them, because time is very, very short, and Jesus knows what time it is. You know, these programs are here for you. The first hour is we talk about things and tell you what's going on and try to get your faith up. The second hour, he usually opens up the prayer lines, and that's when all the action shows. So those that leave before the second hour, they will miss a blessing.
Amen.
Because there's nothing better in life than to see the captive set free, in my opinion.
And you know, Dr. Pat, we're just people. We're just servants of God. And folks, if Jesus Christ didn't show up on the program, there would be no miracle healing. There would be no demons set free. The fact that we're seeing this means that the Lord is with this program. He shows up, and it's an exciting thing to see people delivered, be healed. I'm praising God for that. And so we're excited about this. What we would like to do is we would like to take it to an international level. And you can be a part of that. It's a good ministry to get behind, the deliverance ministry. You know, Dr. Pat, there's some word in the there's a word in the Bible that talks about you know, planting seed and the return. You know, some got one, 10, some got 100-fold return. I believe that the 100-fold return comes when you get involved in the deliverance ministry. That's my personal belief, because I mean, that's when you see some fantastic things happen. People can get set free, and then God can use them in a mighty way to go out and do ministry, whereas before they were tied up and basically went through life ineffective for Christ. I'm going to take a short break, and then we're going to be back on with Dr. Pat Holliday. We've got open lines. In fact, Dr. Pat, I see two lines lit up right now. The phone number to dial in tonight, if you would like prayer, you'd like to talk to Dr. Pat, you'd like to share a testimony, is 917-889-2745. Again, 917-889-2745, or you can call us toll-free at 877-806-2482. Dr. Pat, let me go to a quick break, and then we'll be back on live again.
And I'll take a break, too.
Amen. And tell your friends,
okay,
folks, this is the time to call in. We'll see you back in just a few minutes.
And lifted up, he is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, he comes, I receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord. Mighty God, exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in Him. In adoration I cry. He is high
and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of kings, yes. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, he comes. I'll receive him now. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I believe in him. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. I believe in him. In adoration I cry.
I said before, if you want to find a lot of demons, go to church. There you can be sure you'll find a bunch. They're roosting all over God's people. They're binding them down. They're choking them off. And somebody has to care because people are bound. And if it isn't the chosen of God, I don't know who's going to care. If it isn't those whom God has called out, if they don't care enough to lay their lives on the line, I don't know who's going to do it. As a sad scripture says, I looked for a man and I found none. God looked for a man. He couldn't find anybody. Everybody was doing their own thing. God is calling a people to war, all out war. A war in which no quarter is given and no quarter is asked. The order of the day remains, attack, attack, attack. That's God's marching order.
Hear the word of God Almighty from Numbers chapter 33, verse 50. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. Is declaring all-out war on all witches, warlocks, and the hosts of hell. Our mandate is clear. We will not fail. Join with us in the fight and spread the word about Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to invade enemy territory and possess the land, healing the sick and setting the captives free of demons in Jesus' name. Tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific at OmegaManRadio.com.
Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, we put you on notice. We bind you, you wicked power. We come against you from the third heaven. I'm seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, high above you, high above principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, high above world rulers, kings, princes, and every angelic rank. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke and bind you, and especially we bind you concerning the lives, the minds and the bodies of these people who stand here. We rebuke you and every foul spirit that may still have a resting place somewhere in their innermost being. We bind them. For these people have heard the call of God to dedicate and consecrate themselves to God. And you must flee and your host must be defeated utterly. We come against you in the name of Jesus Christ and we bind every foul and wicked spirit that would bind body, mind, soul, any area of their life to keep it from being effective for the Lord. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you and we loose on these people the spirits of power, love, sound mind. We loose the spirits of wisdom, revelation. We loose the spirits of courage. We loose the spirits of power over the enemy. And we loose all the spirits of God to do their office work in and through these people as they go forth. Moreover, we loose the spirit of Elijah to break the power of Jezebel on our land. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord, to loose the spirit of humility the spirit of servanthood on everyone here. Let everyone be desirous of taking the place of a servant. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for it.
And amen. And you're listening live to the Omega Man Radio Network. We have Dr. Pat Holliday on tonight with the School of Deliverance. Dr. Pat's websites are miracleinternetchurch.com and patholliday.com. She also has many of her books up on Scrib and Remnant Radio. And support Dr. Pat Holliday. She has put her life on the line. I'm not trying to flatter her when I say this, but she could have been Joyce Myers to the 10th degree. She has the charisma for that. She certainly has the knowledge. And instead of chasing after the millions of dollars by preaching a compromised gospel, okay, I call it the doctrine of Judas, where people have sold out Jesus Christ for 40 pieces of silver, okay, and for a Learjet. No, she has been preaching for decades a message that sets men and women free, that can see families saved, lives put back together again, people saved from suicide when they're being tormented by demonic spirits and thoughts that are saying, kill yourself, jump off the roof. This is a lady that will get up at 2 a.m. in the morning and pray with you if you need help. And, folks, that's rare in this time. And if you haven't come across a situation where you need prayer, well, pretty soon everybody is going to be looking for help. And where are you going to go? There's so few that believe in deliverance and know how to get the job done, that understand what Jesus said when he said, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. He's talking about deliverance, binding demons, okay? Asking God to loose his warrior angels. So praise God for Dr. Pat. If you're in the chat room tonight, you're going to see a picture of a book Dr. Pat wrote called The Witch Doctor and the Man, City Under the Sea. Fantastic book. If you have not heard of this or received a copy yet, go and order it. You can click on that link. It'll take you up to our Amazon page. Get a copy of this book. If you want to know what's going on, okay, you go to Africa, like Dr. Pat did, and the truth comes out of the tactics of the enemy. Okay, they know a lot about spiritual warfare in Africa, folks. These are people that understand deliverance. They have to deal with it from birth, because there's so many curses put on people over there and rituals from, you know, birth to marriage and so forth. You know, some of these churches have 100,000 people in their services that understand the importance of deliverance. So she traveled there. This is her story. But Bishop Kanko, raised in a witch doctor's family, he was being groomed to be the high priest for his family in his town. And Jesus stepped in and set the man free. Fantastic story. The man would actually transform into animals like crocodiles, astral project, and he would go into the ocean and, you know, do his voodoo. This stuff's real, folks, okay? If you have never come face-to-face with a demon, I invite you to come out to one of the mass deliverance services. Miracle Internet Church if you're in Jacksonville. Hegewisch if you're in Highland, Indiana. When you come face-to-face with a demon, it's not rhetorical anymore, okay? You find out that, yes, these things are very real, okay? But you do not have to fear if you have Jesus Christ in you and you understand your authority, and it's about your authority, you know? If you don't have the blood of Jesus, you know, covering you and understand your authority, you'd be like the sons of Sceva. You know, this demon says, you know, Paul I know and Jesus I know, but who are you? And one demon, you know, basically beat seven men, black and blue, till they ran off naked. He ripped all the clothes off. Point is the enemy is out there to kill you. But that's why we do these programs, okay? So you can be equipped with the knowledge to go take back the territory for Christ, to set yourself free, to see your family set free in Jesus' name. So get a hold of The Witch Doctor and the Man. That's one of about 80 books Dr. Pat has written, and she sent me an advanced copy of a new book that is coming out. And folks, wow. Articulate. Some of the best reading you ever have. And when you're done with these books, tell a friend about it. People need this information. This is how you can learn about deliverance. And in doing so, we'll support the deliverance ministry. You know, these deliverance ministries, folks, are not well-funded. Some of them have only a few members. Yet these are the places that everybody goes when they need deliverance, and then they'll go back to their own church on Sunday. And they don't support them. It takes resources to keep the lights on, to print books, okay, to do this work. And the vision here is to take this program, Dr. Pat and I, and we want to go international with it, do the School of Deliverance. We want to see the message go out to the nations. We would like to see the door open up to where there will be deliverance conferences somewhere every week in the world. And this knowledge can go forth. And we can see people's lives change. So we need your help to do it. And I would encourage you to go check out Miracle Internet Church, PatHoliday.com. You can order a lot of these books as e-books if you'd like to get a copy faster. And it supports the ministry, folks. Or go over to Amazon.com and, get the hard copy. You'll be glad you did. Okay, and at that, I'm going to bring Dr. Pat back on. And if you would like to call in tonight for prayer, the phone lines are open. 917-889-2745. Again, 917-889-2745. Or if you don't have long distance, you can call me toll-free at 877-806-2482, and I'll get you on the line with Dr. Pat. Okay, stand by. Let me get Dr. Pat back on. Dr. Pat, you back with us?
I'm back with you, and somebody asked the question while you were talking. Where is there stuff about City Under the Sea?
Yes.
Do you know there's a lot of stuff about the City Under the Sea in the Bible?
Amen.
If you looked at Revelation 13:1, John said, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast come up out of the sea." It talks
yes.
about inhabitants under the sea. There's a lot about it. And
Leviathan?
Leviathan. There's just oodles of scriptures about it. It's just that when we read the Bible in America, we read the Bible, I'm talking about Americans, they read the Bible and the depth of it doesn't get to them because they're not spiritual, supernatural people. And so there's a lot that is said. At the end, it says, 2013, it says, "The sea gave up the dead, which was in it, and death and hell." And there's just a lot of stuff about people, about inhabitants and about supernatural beings. What are those things that come out of the sea called locusts and frogs and
yes.
things like that? Those are supernatural beings that will come up in the end times. So I don't have time tonight to teach on all of that, but you can find those things up on Miracle Internet Church. There's sermons and teachings concerning these kind of things.
Amen.
So,
some of the most formidable demons, folks, are ones like Leviathan. The word talks about there'll be angels that are right now bound, like you said, under the river Euphrates. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They're under the water. And there's a verse I will find that it talks about the things that live under the sea, the dead things.
Yeah.
Folks, it's a reality, and they understand that reality in these foreign countries where, we don't even believe a Christian can have a demon, so we go around blinded. Well, at that, let's go to our first caller, and if you'd like to call in tonight, the lines are open, 917-889-2745. Let me take the first caller. Thank you for holding, caller. You're on the line with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hello?
Go ahead, caller. Yes.
Is it me?
Yes, you are.
You.
Thank you for patiently waiting.
Oh, hi. I'm Sarah Smith, but my name is Ray.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling because I've had many problems, and I have tried binding and casting many years ago and quit, but, of course, the problems have not quit. And my whole family has had serious problems, so.
And you're a born-again Christian?
Oh, yes.
You asked Jesus to save you and forgive you of your sins, right?
Oh, yes.
And are you baptized with the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Now, have you backslid since you've been saved?
No. I have a lot of family in the occult, is all I can figure.
Okay.
Give us a little bit of
background. How close then are they?
Go ahead.
Say that again?
I mean, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, that sort of thing.
Able to figure that out, but I would believe that it's from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. And you do understand that spirits come down the family line, don't you?
Oh, yes.
And the other thing is before you got saved, did you have a good or a bad lifestyle?
I actually always tried to get saved ever since I was 6 because I saw demons even when I was small. And then when I was about 15, I rebelled profoundly till about 23. So I had a pretty wild lifestyle. And then I slowly worked my way back to 33 when my daughter was born, and it all turned for me. I wanted out. I wanted saved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my history.
Well, were you in the occult before you came back to Jesus?
No, but I found out that I was surrounded by people that were. So.
Okay. And the other thing is did you have a lot of sexual affairs before you came to Jesus?
Yes.
And just with one sex?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you drink?
A little bit.
Take drugs?
No.
Okay.
Well, at 15, just briefly, for a few months.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, now do you understand that whenever you open up for sin, that sin comes in and the demons come in, and once a demon has been invited in, it has to be driven out?
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Very much, yes. I've been using the shows for this last week and practicing. And I've actually seen a face of a person that I know is actually a person who was involved in a cult, and I had no idea. So, yes, very much I know.
Okay. And so now here's what you have to do. You have to renounce those things and repent. Even though if you didn't know better, renouncing and repenting will release any kind of cords or ties to you concerning those various things. And some things come from what's going on with you personally. That's your, like if you went to a fortune teller or you went to a psychic or you watch psychic movies, these are things that you have personally invited the devil in. Some things come from your family lines, and none of us know all of our family lines, so we don't know, but we can repent for the family lines anyway. And if there were cult spirits coming down that line, we just simply break those. And then associations. You see, if you associate with people that are in witchcraft or fortune tellers or psychics, or you have friends doing those things, they are constantly working powers over you and in many areas leading you into things that you may not even know that are occult. Now, what about your family?
Yes.
Were they Masons?
That would be my sister and my mother. Whenever I'm around them, we have snakes, crows. I have paranoia. My son is down there right now. I have 4 children that are being attacked and a 5th one who has absolutely surrendered. And they put him on medicine just in the last week, on anxiety medicine. My daughter was nearly killed in January by her husband. and it's family all the way.
Well, do you know whether they're practicing witchcraft or not?
The one who was nearly killed has been doing tarot cards, and she knows better. But she has just surrendered. She hears voices telling her to cut herself. This all began when I let her stay with them. So.
Okay. Now, what about your father? Is he in secret societies?
I believe my grandfather may have been, because I'm talking to one of the people in the chat room personally, and my family is very wealthy from Massachusetts, and that's how I got introduced to these people, is through the relatives on my father's side.
Well, you know, on my website, PatHoliday.com, I have a book on masonry that will help you to understand the depth of witchcraft in that. And it is just witchcraft. And, of course, they worship a spirit called Lucifer. And we all know who Lucifer is. So the angel of light, which is Satan. And they say that in their writings. You can find that up on my internet.
Yes, I have found it. Yes.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do now is you have confessed these things that you know. Have you ever had an abortion?
Yes.
And more than one?
Yes.
Okay. What we're going to do now is we're going to pray and repent, and you're going to get delivered. So have you got napkins around you or a bucket or anything?
No. That's why I was afraid to call.
Well,
I'm home alone.
You're at your job?
No, I'm at home with a trash can and two dogs.
Okay, run to the bathroom, get some toilet paper and a trash can.
Okay.
So you sit, and while you're going, we'll talk until you come back.
Okay.
And so you see, the things of our past affect us today, and they will affect our future if they're not handled spiritually. And that's why the church is in such problems. There's a question that says, how far back should a Christian go in the past? Well, the Bible says that to the third to the fourth generation, and if there are bastards born to the tenth generation. So usually, since we don't ever know what our parents did, we'll go back to the tenth generation just to cover all the fields.
Okay, I'm ready.
You're back, okay? Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you.
I ask you.
To forgive me.
To forgive me.
Of all of my sins.
Of all of my sins.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
As my personal Savior.
As my personal Savior.
I thank you for the gift of salvation.
I thank you for the gift of salvation.
Now, how old is your son?
21.
Okay. Father, I cover my son with the blood of Jesus.
Father, I cover my son with the blood of Jesus.
And I claim him for your glory.
And I claim him for your glory.
And I claim Acts 2. 38 and 39.
And I claim Acts 2, 38 and 39.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
For their salvation.
For their salvation.
I ask that you bring workers in the field.
I ask that you bring workers in the field.
In Jesus' name to them.
In Jesus' name to them.
To speak your name.
To speak your name.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I ask that you draw them into your kingdom.
I ask that you draw them into your kingdom.
Father, I ask that you send your warring angels.
Father, I ask that you send your warring angels.
To minister to them.
To minister to them.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We give you the glory.
We give you the glory.
For their salvation.
For their salvation.
And now, Lord Jesus.
And now, Lord Jesus.
I ask that you. Will deliver me. From everything that has come into me.
From everything that has come into me.
From witchcraft. Coming down my family line. From witchcraft, from my ignorance of delving into it, like reading my horoscopes or reading about witches or going to movies or whatever.
From witchcraft, from my ignorance, which is astral projection and a Ouija board as a child.
Okay. And say, I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I forgive myself. And all witchcraft that's come to me from associations.
And all witchcraft that's come to me from associations.
From sexual affairs. And everything that I've ever done. And I bind all of these spirits. And I command them to go into a cage.
And I command them to go into a cage.
In Jesus' name. And I ask you, Lord. To forgive me. And I forgive myself. Has there been more than one?
More than one what?
Abortions.
Yes.
Okay. And say, Lord, I forgive myself for each one of them.
I forgive myself for each one of them.
And I know that they are alive. With you. And that they will forgive me too. And I ask you to forgive the men. That were in association with these. In Jesus' name. And now, Lord Jesus, I command all of those spirits. To get into the cage. Now, were you ever molested by somebody in your family?
Not that I know of, but my daughter says that she was molested by her father, who is living with me. That is why I've had a hard time trying to call in. He's not here tonight.
Okay. How old is your daughter?
23.
Okay. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I forgive him. And I ask that you forgive him and save him. And I ask you to help my daughter to become healed.
And I ask you to help my daughter to become healed.
Emotionally.
Sexually.
And spiritually. And I ask you in the name of Jesus. That you will cage those spirits. Now, is your daughter saved?
She was saved, and she even went to private Christian school, which I know now means very little. But he molested her when she was young, according to her, and no one will believe her. And her sister defends her father, and I believe he molested her as well.
Alice.
She so defends him.
Well, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Can you hold on a minute?
Certainly.
Pizza. Okay. And I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm believing you for my daughter.
I'm believing you for my daughter.
And myself.
And myself.
And my husband.
And my husband.
To be all saved.
To be all saved.
And now, Lord Jesus, I ask that you deliver me.
And now, Lord Jesus, I ask that you deliver me.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now I command those spirits to come out right now, everyone. Everything named, everything not named, everything hiding, come to surface and come out. All witchcraft powers, you come out. Every sexual devil that has come in to rob, steal, and kill from her as a woman, all the abortion spirits, the murdering spirits, every devil, come out. Come out.
Come out in Jesus'
come
name.
Come out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood. I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm drinking your blood right now.
I am drinking your blood right now.
Your blood is going inside of me.
Your blood is going inside of me.
In my stomach.
In my stomach.
And now it's going all over my body.
And now it's going all over my body.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I ask you.
And I ask you.
Jesus, through the power of your blood.
Jesus, through the power of your blood.
And your sacrifice.
And your sacrifice.
To call those devils out right now.
To call those devils out right now.
To take a deep breath and let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go.
Come out
in
Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
I rebuke you, you foul spirits.
Let them go. Let them go.
Find you. Come out in
Jesus'
name.
Let them go. We give you glory and praise in the name of
Jesus.
Nothing can hide. Nothing can stop.
We rebuke you, foul spirits.
Every devil. We bind and break the
divine
spirit right now over the mind, the octopus spirit of the mind. We cut all of their legs off. We cut the heads of the Leviathan spirit and the tail. And we come against every devil that has come to take this woman over in Jesus' name. We give you praise and glory. Praise and glory. Come out. Everyone. Off. In the name of
Jesus.
The blood of the Lamb. 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 Hand it to me, Alex.
We bind the strong man. We bind the gatekeeper. We're not talking to you, Ray. We're talking to the demons inside of you. Loose her now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you, you foul spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Father God, loose your warrior angels down right now to encircle Ray. Large warrior angels with flaming swords, angels of God, attack formation. Smite the demons in Jesus' name. Smite them and drag them out, angels of God.
Jesus, happening.
Come out
in the
name
of Jesus. The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb.
Loose her.
The blood of the
Lamb.
The blood. The blood. The blood. Now we're talking about the blood of Jesus. That's what we're talking about. And when the blood of Jesus comes in, it torments demons. We're not talking about human sacrifices and things like that. We're talking about the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. We give you praise and glory. Praise and glory. Praise and glory. Praise and glory. In the
Father
name
God,
of
we're
Jesus.
We're asking that you would loose your arrows to
Jesus.
Pierce through these demonic
in
spirits.
In the name of Jesus.
We loose blindness and confusion on you, you foul spirits, in Jesus' name.
We just take authority over critical spirits now. You've got to keep your eyes on what's going on, not what people are going to think about us. We've got a woman in full-fledged deliverance now. So get your eyes on Jesus and help us pray now. in Jesus' name. We give you praise and glory, praise and glory, praise and glory, God. Praise and glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you are great and mighty and high and lifted up. And we forbid these spirits from choking her. We forbid, you got to put that on it to do that. We forbid these spirits from choking her in the name of Jesus. Every devil, every single devil.
We come stand out in the gap right now for Ray.
Come out.
We break all witchcraft. Loose her in Jesus' name. We break all hexes and vexes
let's
off of Ray right now
in
Jesus' name.
Right now. One accord in the name of
come
Jesus.
Out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Everybody with your mind
you
on the job now.
Loose
one
her right
accord
now in the name of Jesus.
The devil
of God,
loves to use division. You can think about
the
these things later.
Right now in the name
in
of Jesus Christ.
The
we apply the blood of
the
Jesus
lamb
to you right now.
The
we pull the blood
of
Jesus
lamb
down your throat.
The blood of the Lamb.
Come out right now,
blood,
you foul spirits, and loose her in
we
the name of Jesus
you
Christ.
Give you glory for your blood,
oh, my
God.
God. The anointing is so on me. My hands
the blood,
are so
the blood of Jesus.
The blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood.
We give you praise and glory, God.
Praise.
We
praise
thank you, God, that you are able to overcome. We thank you, Father.
Thank
we thank you, Father, that all the people in the chat room are praying right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, for your freedom, for your freedom. Come out of the mind right now. We cut the tails right off of those, right off of the snakes in the spine.
Yes.
Kundalini spirit, come up right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
cut
come
all
up and out.
Silver
up
cords
and
in Jesus
out
name
all religious spirits, every witchcraft spirit, come out. In the name of Jesus.
We cut all connectors
the
to the second
the blood
and third
of
heaven
the
to hide these demons.
The blood
in Jesus
of the
name
Lamb. The blood of the Lamb.
Loose confusion and blindness on you, you foul
lamb
spirits,
the
in Jesus' name.
The blood of the Lamb. The blood
we
of the Lamb.
We command civil war, foul spirits.
The blood of the Lamb. The
rip
blood
each other apart
we'll
in Jesus' name.
Glory for your blood, God.
Oh. Come out
glory
of her in
Jesus'
name.
Blood. Come up and out. Take a deep breath and cough them all out now. The mind.
Come out right
loose
now. Lord, rebuke you.
Fine. Absolutely nothing can stay.
Father God, I ask you to loose an angel with a sword to go down to the lowest point and drive the demons of the service.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. The blood. The blood. The blood.
Loose her
the
now.
Blood.
You foul spirit in Jesus' name.
The blood. The blood. Just take a deep breath. They have to obey the name of Jesus. They have to obey. They
have
cannot
to
obey.
Stay.
Everything that the devil has said for you, go back onto the demon sevenfold right now in
blood,
Jesus' name.
The name. Blood. In Jesus' name. I want
we
you
break
to
all
say Holy
attacks,
Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
Holy Spirit.
Say, Holy Spirit. Fill me with your fire.
Fill me with your fire.
From my head to my feet.
From my head to my feet.
And Holy Spirit, burn all hiding spirits out now.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, burn all hiding spirits out now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now there's the fire. Just take a deep breath and cough them all out. He's burning.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Every one of them.
Lord, rebuke you. Come out right now.
Thank you.
Come out right now and go to
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the King. Praise the
praise
King.
Jesus.
Great and mighty God.
Praise God.
Everybody praise the Lord. Now.
Praise,
praise
Jesus
the Lord for victory. The devil hates praise.
Praise the Lord.
It's part of spiritual warfare to praise the Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, honey, I want you to say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Baptize me.
Baptize me.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
From your my head to my feet.
From my head to my feet.
Now just raise your hands up right now and praise him. And Jesus, we ask that you give her her language.
Fill with your Holy Spirit, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Fill it. We give you praise.
Every day you fill it in
Jesus' name. We exalt you and praise. Mighty God, mighty King. Keep going, keep going. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise you, Jesus.
Job well done, Jesus. You did
Thank
it
you,
again.
Jesus. Praise God.
Amen. Okay, YMA, thank you for those prayers. You're going to leave. We'll see you around. God bless you.
Thank you.
Write Dr. Pat and give her your testimony, please. Praise God.
Yes. Thank you so much. Good
night. You know, Dr. Pat, the word says, it says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So Jesus Christ is in the midst tonight, folks. That's Matthew 18:20. So we give the Lord the praise. We had a guy in the chat room said, why do we cast demons out in the name of Jesus Christ? Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the only name written under heaven by which man might be saved, and demons only come out in the name of Jesus Christ. They don't come out in the name of a false moon god named Allah. They come out in the name of Jesus Christ. They don't come out by Joseph Smith either. Okay, here we go. If you need prayer tonight, call in at 917-889-2745.
You're happy, Omega Man.
Praise God.
You've got to give that number over.
917-889-2745, or you can call us toll-free at 877-806-2482. And we'd love to pray with you tonight. And if you're holding in the queue now, I see several people. Be patient. We will get to you in order. Okay, caller, thank you for holding. You're on the air with Dr. Pat Holiday. How are you tonight?
Am I on?
Yes, sir. Thank you for holding, sir.
Oh, okay. Yes, this is Richard. How you doing, Dr. Pat? How you doing, Shannon?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. One of the questions I have, I noticed most of the demons that get cast out, you know, usually afflict people. But I notice also in the body of Christ, what the two of you were mentioning earlier, by supporting the ministry, and we really are hurting financially. I would like to know what demon is really attacking, you know, the true church, as far as keeping them from, you know, being blessed financially, where they can, you know, support ministry,
okay.
Like you said.
I know who it is. It's Mammon. Jesus.
Okay.
See, Mammon is in control of the world, people financially. Mm-hmm. And Bishop Kenko describes him, I think, in that book. What is the name of my book?
A witch doctor and the man.
Yeah. He describes Mammon. And I saw him preach about it one night, and he imitated Mammon. And he said he has springs on his feet, and he walks like he's on springs. And Jesus spoke about Mammon. He said, you cannot serve God and Mammon, okay?
Right.
And so a lot of people will go after the spirit of Mammon when they get into the ministry because they need money. And sometimes when people first get in the ministry, God will drive their resources to see if they'll stand. And so we have to, as ministers, stand and say, Jesus, I'm going to serve you whether you give me the money or not. Because the truth of it is the Bible says that God owns the world and the riches therein. And it says that he also owns all the silver and the gold.
Amen.
And it also says in there that he has the cattle on 1,000 hills. It has much to say about the wealth of God. And you can see over in Job was very wealthy, and God had a hedge around him. And the devil said, God, if you let me touch his wealth, he'll curse you. And God said, well, you can touch his wealth, but you cannot touch his health.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't curse him, and then he said, well, let me touch other things. And it got to the point that Job never cursed God for the devil touching his things.
Mm-hmm.
But what God had to deal with Job was riches of pride. And Job thought that all of his goodness was coming because he chose to be good. But God's message in Job is to the body of Christ that all of us are good because of grace and the anointing that God puts in our life. And in verse 41, when Job finally confessed to God that it was because of him that he was anything, the Bible says that God gave Job back more than he had before. He doubled it. So it shows us that God is truly in control of our finances. And when we begin to look to God for our finances and bind mammon out of our lives and serve Jesus, not because he deserves or we deserve that he gives us things, but to serve him because of who he is and that we truly will not sell out no matter what happens to us, God will begin to let the finances flow to us. So it's some things God has to teach us. But I do know that Satan said that you cannot serve mammon and God at the same time. And so the ministries are important. This ministry is important. Omega's ministry is very important. But God will open up the gates of heaven as his people begin to pray for this. Because, you see, if God's people are not interested in it, then it'll all dry up like other ministries have and are doing today. So if you are seeking God for a blessing, I would say that you go in and you look at the scriptures and you see what God has to say about money. And you will remember the very rich guy in the synagogue. And that guy came and he gave a big offering. And then there was that little poor widow woman that didn't
right.
have much, but she gave a little offering. And
mm-hmm.
Jesus made note of that little offering because that little offering was probably all she had. And she was giving it to his kingdom. And it doesn't mean for everybody to run out and just give God everything they have. God doesn't need your money. What he needs is your heart.
Amen.
And so her heart was on his kingdom, and she willingly just did what she could. And
Amen.
So if you can do what you can, if it was just a dollar, and that's all that you could do, and you put it in Omega Man's ministry, it's the widow's mite, probably. And you know, well, I used to jump up and down when I would go out and minister, and a little widow lady would come up and she'd say,
"Oh,
Pastor, this is all I have." And I'd look at it, and it would just be a couple of cents, and I'd start jumping up and down because I knew that God was going to bless her for that. He was going to bless her for what she could do. But the point that we've been describing tonight is there's many that can do things and they're not doing anything. There are some of the women that can give up buying a new dress every week or whatever they do. You can give up a little bit for the kingdom of God. And if you tithe, God is going to bless you. That's what he says. I knew a man that tithed once and he never felt like he got anything financially back from God, but he learned that what we do for God is put like in a spiritual bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just started praying, "Lord, I need to make a withdrawal out of my spiritual bank account for the ministry." Because see, here's the thing. We're going to walk down the streets of gold. We're not going to need gold, right?
Right.
We're going to go through pearly gates. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little pearl, a woman would almost die for a pearl in the
mm-hmm.
world. I mean, we're going to have gates of pearls. We're going to be so wealthy. There's no mansions on the face of the earth that will compare to what we'll have in heaven, because Jesus has gone to the Father and building them for us.
Yes.
And so what he's saying to us is, you know, money a lot of times is where a person's heart is. And so if you can't just give a little bit to God or do what he tells you to do in the Bible, then you're holding back the hands of God from being able to turn around and bless you. And that really is the truth of it. I know there's a lot of kooks up on the internet, and they've written books. Oh, tithes is of the devil. Don't tithe. It's not in the New Testament. And all these crazy things that they've come up with. But I'm going to tell you something. My church is very, very poor. I minister to the poorest of the poor in Jacksonville. And people that come into our church, and we don't ever talk about tithes. We don't ask for money. We put the little money pot up there, and if they got something, they come up and put it. Nobody knows who's putting what. But the ones that tithe, I've seen God progress them from broken down cars to better cars to little apartments to bigger homes. And I've seen the Lord bless certain people in that ministry. And I'm telling you that I know it's from tithing, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, caller. God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. And if you're waiting, we'll be with you. Bear with us. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday. How are you tonight?
Hello, is that me?
Yes, sir. Thank you for holding, sir.
Oh, very interesting program, and God bless you both. I'm trying to do some very big things, and I've had a lot of experiences that have been quite bizarre throughout my whole life. I've had paranormal UFO and near-death experiences, as well as a lot of other things, natural disaster victim and physical difficulties. But through it all, I have always held my faith in Jesus. And every day when I get up, I say, Dear God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, please help me fulfill my mission this life according to your will. And that's how I start my day. And I'm having tremendous breakthroughs. I'm trying to do some very, very big things to get America back on track and help in the overall betterment of mankind. So I'm collecting prayers wherever I can. And there's a lot of ways to empower yourself. And people have to realize everybody is blessed with unlimited creativity. And what you have to do is look within and just ask Jesus to guide you with your mission in this life. And you'll feel a bliss in your heart, and you will begin to do and see things that you never thought that you could do before. And that's some of what I'm trying to get out there. I have something that I'm unleashing into the business world that's going to eventually transform and weed out the greed and corruption. It's going to make companies responsible for their employees, their customers, and the environment, and put ethics and morality into the business world. So it can be done. It's the technologies are here, but again, people aren't using them properly. They're caught up in the material world, and that's not where their head should be at. That's why, with all the things happening that we see all around the world now, with instant communications, with these disasters, they're really an awakening for us that, you know, we could be next. Are we prepared? Each breath we take brings us closer to death. So when the death comes, will we have accomplished what we were agreed to do when we came to this earthly plane? So there is a lot of things that are happening, and I'm very curious about your knowledge of UFOs, because in the encounter that I had, it was one of these large triangular ships. I felt sort of blissful, and I wasn't afraid and waved at it. And are they all negative, or are there any positive things related to UFOs that you know of?
Well, what the UFOs are, I believe that they are fallen angels, and some of them are government psyops, things that they've built. But the spiritual aspect of it are fallen angels. And I've seen a UFO. We see them coming over our house all the time in the black triangle ones, because we have a base right across the river from where I live. And some of them are just new things that the government's putting out. And I believe that they're not from another planet, if that's what you're getting at. But Satan has a plan. And if you look in the Bible, you will see chariots of God over in the Book of Kings. And you will see chariots of the devil in the story about Elisha, for instance. And the king was upset because he couldn't win the battle because his astrologers didn't know the correct answers. And he said that there's a man in another city that's a prophet of God, and he's telling your enemy what they're doing. And so the king sent a whole army after Elisha to kill him. And he was standing on the mountainside by his servant. And the servant said, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do? There's more people with them than are with us. There's a whole army." So the servant was looking at the army of people. But Elisha just calmly said, "Lord, open his eyes that he may see." And when he opened the eyes, the servant saw the chariots of God, and he saw the chariots of the devil, and he said, "Oh, there's more with us than there are with them." So we live on the earth, and there's a spiritual dimension that most people never, ever, ever see into that other dimension. Some people do see into it. But in order to understand spiritual things, you have to be committed to Jesus. That's number one. And then you have to live for him, and you have to read the Word of God. And the Lord will show you those things that you need to see. And so that's what I'm telling you, that I believe there's UFOs. I believe people are seeing them. But I believe that they are chariots of the devil that they're seeing. And these things that they're being taken up into those UFOs, when you read about those stories, you see that all the time what is taken from the human being is they take their sperm or they take the woman's egg. And, of course, now as much as we know about DNA, I believe that they are creating clones, and I believe that they are creating human beings, and I believe that a lot of them are going to invade the earth, but they're not from other planets. If Satan could create a human being, he would create a human being. The only way that he can create a human being is exactly like the scientists are doing it. They create animals and things that have been dead for, well, the avian flu. They went and dug up people that had been dead from the Spanish flu and took that flu cell from them and recreated it, brought it alive, and put it in the HIV shots, which are killing people all over the world. So science can do things because of certain discoveries. But God is God, and God is the only one that can truly create life and put a soul into it.
Amen.
Does that help you?
To some degree, but I'm still a little confused, and I've been duped in the past. but it always has worked out in the long run. There is somebody that is appears to be a wonderful humanitarian who I know interacts with the people, and I want to give you his site so you can look it over. It's Light Party, LightParty.com, and he's a former presidential candidate, and the whole thing is absolutely wonderfully done with what he's trying to do too, but you know, the symbols on the site itself that are questionable, perhaps. He's got a double triangle and a circle, and some people think right away that, you know, that's some occult symbology. And I don't know, except I try and judge people by what their acts are, and I can't find the chink in this gentleman's armor, if there is any.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever asked Jesus to be your personal Savior?
All the time. I'm sorry?
Do you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
I was baptized in the Catholic faith and raised in the Catholic schools, and I still have Eucharistic ministers coming to me from the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh. I'm
disabled, and I lost my wife. I'll give you a blog that someone put on the internet for me so that you can see what I'm all about. It just scratches the surface a little bit, but if you Google creativity, the number 777.com, that will bring up a blog, and that's creativity37s.com. There's an interview that can be downloaded. If you scroll all the way down to recent posts, there's a letter from President Obama related to the economy, which I responded to and followed up numerous times without.
Caller, what is your name?
My name is Hugh, H-U-G-H.
Hey, Hugh. We've only got about 40 minutes remaining, and I've got the lines lit up, so we want to make sure we get to everybody.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
We would like to pray with you right now, if you would let us.
I'm sorry?
We'd love the opportunity to pray with you right now, if you'd like.
Oh, very much so. I always ask for prayers because I feel that I'm on the verge of doing some very big things, and I want to make sure that it is what Jesus truly wants.
All right.
Dr. Pat, you would like to pray?
Pray with me. You know, I was raised Catholic, too, and so I understand who you are and where you're coming from now. So just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
I have always tried to find you in everything.
I have always tried to find you in everything.
And I ask you today.
And I ask you today.
To forgive me of all of my sins.
To forgive me for all of my sins.
And come and live in my heart.
And come and live in my heart.
And be my personal Savior.
And be my personal Savior.
I ask you, Lord.
I ask you, Lord.
To deliver me from every spirit.
To deliver me from every spirit.
That has come to stop my life.
That has come to stop my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever out with women that you weren't married to?
Before my wife, I was faithful to my wife. She was an earth angel to me for 35 and a half years, but yes, before my wife.
Well, we're going back to then, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we're gonna pray to you for you about what you did before you married your wife, and you say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That I did those things.
That I did those things.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to forgive me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And deliver me.
And deliver me.
From all of the spirits.
From all of the spirits.
That came into me.
That came into me.
From those various affairs.
From those various affairs.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I ask you to help me to forgive myself.
I ask you to, I'm sorry, help and forgive myself.
Yes. And I command.
And I command.
All those spirits to come out of me now.
All those spirits to come out of me now.
Now you just take a deep breath and just let them out. Cough them out. Cough them out.
I'm a strong man and gatekeeper.
All of them.
You right now.
Everyone, come out.
Loose him right
everyone.
Now.
Everyone.
In
all.
Jesus' name.
Kundalini, we cut you at the tail and command them to go. In the name of Jesus.
Loose him now.
In the name of Jesus. Everything
by the blood of Jesus
came
to you right now.
To take his life. I see a spirit that was put on you to take your life. And it's tried many times, but God has protected you.
Yes.
And so now say, I cage.
I'm sorry?
Say, I cage.
I cage.
That spirit of death.
That spirit of death.
And you can no longer hinder me.
And you can no longer hinder me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I bind.
And I find.
All religious spirits.
All religious spirits.
And every spiritual blindness.
And every spiritual blindness.
And everything that has come to rob, kill, and destroy me.
And everything that has come to rob, kill, and destroy me.
And I cage them.
And I cage them.
And command them to come out in the name of Jesus.
Command them to come out in the name of Jesus.
Now take a deep cough and let those out. Every one of them.
Loose them in Jesus' name.
Everyone.
Pour the blood of Jesus
everyone.
Down your throat right now.
Everyone.
Come out of him right now in the name of Jesus.
Everyone.
Loose him, spirit.
Nothing can stay.
Suicide. All. Loose him in Jesus' name.
Every devil of discouragement.
Come on in, death of destruction.
Go. Everything.
Spirit
everything.
Of infirmity, we bind you in Jesus' name. Loose him right now. Come out of him in Jesus' name.
Come out. The blood.
Come out of him in
the
Jesus'
blood.
Name.
The blood.
We command any.
Let me ask
come
you
out.
A question.
Yes.
You used to be very wealthy, didn't you?
I came from wealthy parents.
Okay. And did you lose all of your money?
I never really had it, but I did wind up declaring a personal bankruptcy at the turn of the century from credit card debt.
But the wealth of your parents, what happened to that?
My father was very successful, and he was married 7 times, and his last wife got everything.
Okay. Now, what
my mother
we call...
My mother
okay.
was a supermodel back in her day, and she gets by. She's 89, and she doesn't have much, but she's had a much tougher life than I have. I fully appreciate and get encouragement just from seeing how she held together through all the things that she's been through in and out of mental hospitals most of her life, and had my brother and sisters disown her and everything. So I'm in touch with her. And
okay, now, here's what I'm getting at. There's a curse on your life, and the curse is coming down your family line. And so we want to break those curses over your life that has hindered your life in every way. Every time you turn, you're hindered, and you can't seem to get through. And so I want you to say this. I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is my personal Savior.
I believe that Jesus Christ is my personal Savior.
You know that I've loved you since I was a boy.
You know that I've loved you since I was a boy.
And today.
And today.
I break every satanic religious spirit.
I break every satanic religious spirit.
That has tried to take over my life.
That has tried to take over my life.
And I bind them and cage them.
And I bind them and cage them.
And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to know.
And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to know.
That I believe that you are my God.
That I believe that you are my God.
And that there is nothing on this earth that can compare to you.
And that there is nothing on this earth that can compare to you.
And that includes.
And that includes.
All of the false religions that I have been in my life.
All of the false religions that I've been in my life.
And by the blood of Jesus.
And by the blood of Jesus.
I renounce.
I renounce.
Religion.
Religion.
And I accept you as a personal Savior.
And I accept you as a personal Savior.
Living.
Living.
He's still living and alive. And I will follow you.
And I will follow you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I ask you to come in.
I ask you to come in.
And burn all of the religious spirits out.
And burn all of the religious spirits out.
And set me free from all hidden spirits.
And set me free from all hidden spirits.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath and let them come out. The fire of the Holy Ghost is coming in. Right now.
Come out in Jesus'
take a
name.
A deep breath.
Lord, rebuke you foul spirits. Loose them in Jesus' name.
All religious
bind
devil.
Strong man, all religious demons.
Jesus said that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And he is the truth.
Loose him in
the
Jesus'
light.
Name.
And the way.
Father God, loose your angels.
And no one comes
right
to the Father except by him. Come out. We cut all the cords right now.
Cut all cords.
Pannelini.
All strings
right now,
to the second heaven. Cut them in Jesus' name.
Leviathan.
Come out. Rebuke you, foul spirits.
Everything named.
Loose him right now in
Jesus'
name.
Everything not named, come out.
We bind
in
the foul spirits. Come out of him in Jesus' name right now. Loose him. In the name of Jesus. Come out right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Now, I want you to do this. I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You said in the Bible.
You said in the Bible.
That you are the baptizer.
That you are the baptizer.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
And today.
And today.
I ask you to fill me from my head to my feet.
I ask you to fill me from my head to my feet.
With the baptism.
With the baptism.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
And give me the gift of prayer language.
And give me the gift of prayer language.
Now just raise your hands up now and start praising him. And receive another language in Jesus' name. Go right now. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very good. What you were doing for me, I had been on that path, but I appreciate what you both did for me this evening, and I think that the breakthroughs are going to come fast and big. And
amen. And what we do is we break every curse over you.
Yes.
Coming down your family line 10 generations back.
Yes.
10 generations forward. And we command every spirit that has hindered to go yes, and every curse, and we release the blessings of Abraham over you. Fill you with the Holy Spirit from your head to your feet. And when you get off, I want you to get a Bible and read the King James Version of the Bible. I'd start at the book of Acts if I were you, because it shows what God can do. Okay?
Yes.
And come back and see us next week, and you'll grow in the Spirit.
Okay. Thank you so much, and God bless you both for the wonderful work that you're doing, and I hope that our efforts will truly transform the world the way Jesus wants through forgiveness, love, and prayer.
Yes,
Brother, email us. You can get a hold of Dr. Pat Holliday, care of Pat Holliday at Facebook.
Yeah, I have no email. I'm disabled. I don't have immediate access to that, but I am going to leave a message on the telephone that you have down there at the Miracle Church.
Okay.
Praise
God. God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you. Okay.
You're listening to Omega Man Radio Network. We've got Dr. Pat on. The call number is 917-889-2745. And if you're holding, be patient. We will be to you in order. Okay, caller, you're on the line with Dr. Pat Holliday. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. I'd like to ask you for a miracle healing.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. What is your name, my friend?
My name is Nathan.
Hey, Nathan. What can we help you with tonight?
Because of a disorder I have, I've been attacked by the cult in the past, and I need a miracle healing to my body. And you wouldn't believe how many curses are on me, and they still haven't gone. I mean, it's been years after they've been put on me, and I just need every part of my body needs to be physically healed, and it does something strange to my muscles and my body, and it's gone everywhere from my fingertips to the muscles, my shoulders, to even the muscles of my feet, and it's not just curse breaking. It's got to be a miracle healing. So I don't know what witchcraft does, but it's.
Were you involved in the witchcraft, Nathan, before in the occult?
Absolutely not.
You have any family that have been involved in witchcraft?
No, I'm not. I think I was just targeted for some reason. It happened before I was saved, and I used to think it was like some weird disorder or something. It wasn't. It was just witchcraft. And that, of course, you hear about witchcraft and beyond, like from the Wizard of Oz or something, and you have no idea what it really is in the real world, not just in some fairy tale book. And it's.
Did you date somebody that was involved in the occult? Have you ever played with a Ouija board?
Once a very long time ago, but I really don't think they had anything to do with it. But
what about any women that you have dated in the past? Were any of them involved in black magic?
Absolutely none.
Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Yes, I certainly do.
Dr. Pat, would you like to lead Nathan in prayer, and then we'll pray for him?
Okay, Nathan,
mm-hmm.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you. To forgive me of all of my sins.
To forgive me of all my sins.
And live in my heart.
And live in my heart.
And be my personal Savior.
And be my personal Savior.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you ever have sexual relations with women that you weren't married to?
Absolutely not.
Not ever?
No.
And no sexual relations with men?
No.
And you're married?
I'm currently single.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about any doorways through pornography, Nathan?
You think that's what it is?
Have you done any internet porn?
A little bit years and years ago, but that's only for a few days.
How about marijuana? Have you ever done any drugs like marijuana?
Once, but I don't think that was a doorway, though.
We appreciate the honesty here.
Let me tell you what doorways are, okay? Doorways are sin. When a person sins, mm-hmm. and when a doorway has opened up, like, that's why we don't know who you are. We don't care what you've done, because mm-hmm. that's between you and God. But mm-hmm. the Bible says that if we confess our sins, then the Lord will forgive us, and then it opens the door for us to go in and drive the demons out of you. So mm-hmm. we don't care what you've done. It doesn't matter to us. It's between you and God anyway. But something has opened up a door for you to be having these problems. And when we ask questions, you say, well, I don't think that's what it is. Well, what do you think it is?
I think it's unforgiveness.
That's a good one. And who is it that you're not forgiving?
I don't think I can remember, but it's something that happened in the past probably, but I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Was it your mama, daddy?
I think I've forgiven them already. If anything, they may have done. They didn't do anything bad to me other than just maybe yell at me. I don't think it's coming from them, though.
I see. Okay. This is what we're going to do. We're going to say, you say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask that you save me.
I ask that you save me.
That I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
Of all of my sins.
Of all of my sins.
The things that I've confessed.
The things that I've confessed.
And all that I do not remember.
And all that I do not remember.
I ask you to come and live in my heart.
I ask you to come and live in my heart.
Be my personal Savior.
Be my personal Savior.
Okay, and now, what kind of church did you grow up in?
It was a Catholic church.
Okay. And your parents were Catholic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you in church now?
Another church, yes, and not the Catholic Church, another Bible-believing church.
Okay, let me ask you this. What do they believe?
Well, basically that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and we're saved through Jesus' grace.
Mm-hmm. Are they Spirit-filled?
Spirit-filled as in they work in the gift of the Holy Spirit, yes.
Yeah, and do they talk in tongues?
Yes, they do.
Do you?
I do not yet, and I don't know why.
Okay. Well, what I want you to do is I want you to just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I belong to you.
I belong to you.
And you're the deliverer.
And you're the deliverer.
And I ask you to go down into my family line.
And I ask you to go down to my family line.
10 generations back.
10 generations back.
And 10 generations forward.
And 10 generations forward.
And deliver me.
And deliver me.
From all of my sins.
From all of my sins.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That you can do that.
That you can do that.
Now I ask that you forgive me of my personal sins.
And I ask that you forgive me of my personal sins.
Now, can you think of any personal sins that you need forgiveness for?
Resentment.
What else?
having angry or revengeful feelings against others.
Mm-hmm.
Uncontrolled anger, fits of rage.
Okay. Did you ever read your horoscope?
I think I did, yes.
And you also watch pornography?
Years and years back for a while, yes.
Okay. Now, you say you go to a Protestant church, you've left the Catholic Church?
It's not, I don't go to Catholic, just a Bible-believing church.
Okay, but you were raised Catholic.
True, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, what we're going to do then is we're going to ask you that you submit yourself totally to Jesus and renounce all of the religious spirits, okay,
mm-hmm.
that you grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first step. So say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you. To forgive me.
To forgive me.
And release me.
And release me.
From all of the Catholic spirits.
From all of the Catholic spirits.
Now, can you ever remember anybody as a youth molesting you?
That didn't happen. Well, it happened, but not to me. It was one person in a church before I was an altar boy, and I was an altar boy, but I was never molested for a while.
Okay, but you knew about it, huh?
I heard about it. It was told as something else. It was tried to make it sound like it was something else at the time, not to alarm us, but it happened, but not to me, before I was an altar boy. I went to another church, and it never happened to me, very briefly. I was very altar boy very briefly, but I was never molested or anything like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you hear about things like that, it does affect you.
Mm-hmm.
It does affect you emotionally and religiously.
Mm-hmm.
And so just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I forgive that. Was it a priest or a nun or something?
What did you say again?
Was it a priest or a nun that you heard about doing something bad?
Yes. Yes, I know the guy's name, but I'm not going to say it over the phone.
You don't have to say that. You just say yes and just say, Lord, I forgive that person.
Lord, I forgive that person.
For damaging my faith.
For damaging my faith.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
And tonight.
And tonight.
I ask that you will fill me.
And I ask that you will fill me.
In faith for Jesus Christ.
In faith for Jesus Christ.
And all of these things that have come into me for pornography.
And all these things that have come into me, like pornography.
I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Now, I'm going to have Omega Man call out some of these sexual things that come into men from pornography. And so, as he's calling them out, we encage all of them in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
And you just take deep breaths and start coughing them out, okay?
Nathan, Jesus loves you. He's going to deliver you tonight. The word says, Jesus says, but if I with the finger of God cast out demons, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. So we're asking Father God right now in Jesus' name that you would point your finger at the demons that are attacking Nathan. Nathan, we're not talking to you right now. We're talking to the demons inside. We bind the strong man and doorkeeper right now. We command you to go into a cage in Jesus' name. You're bound up right now. Loose Nathan in Jesus' name. Father God, I ask that you would loose warrior angels to go down right where Nathan is to assist this tonight in Jesus' name. apply the blood of Jesus to you right now, Nathan. I command any demonic spirits that have been sent against you to attack you through witchcraft to be bound right now in Jesus' name. We break all hexes and vexes and curses and spells sent against you. We break all witchcraft attacks off of you. In the name of Jesus, we command it to go back to the demon that sent him sevenfold. We stand in the gap for you right now. Pour the blood of Jesus over you right now. I bind any spirit of rejection. Loose Nathan right now. Come out of him right now in Jesus' name. All foul spirits, come out of him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Angels of God, go ahead and cut out the roots right now. We cut all connecting lines from these demons into the second heaven. We ask, God, that you would loose blindness and confusion on these foul spirits right now. All spirits that came in of lust, we rebuke you. Loose him right now. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits that came in through masturbation, we bind you. Loose him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits that came in through pornography, internet porn, video porn, Playboy, we bind you. Loose him right now and come out of him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirits of homosexuality, loose him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirits of incest, loose him in the name of Jesus Christ. Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right now. I break your witchcraft off of him right now, Satan. Loose him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Word says, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Amen.
We come right now from our position seated in Jesus Christ in the highest of the heavens, high above all the principalities and powers. And where two or more are gathered, Jesus is in the midst. So we take authority over all foul spirits. And Nathan, loose him right now in the name of Jesus Christ and come out right now.
And
Nathan, just start breathing
out.
The Lord rebuke you, foul spirits. You have no right to be there. He does not want you there. Loose him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirits that came in through Roman Catholicism, we bind you. Loose him right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Nathan, take some deep coughs and cough them out. Nathan?
Yes.
Take a deep breath and cough them out. They come in through the breath and they come out through the breath. So just take a deep cough and cough them out. That's right. Now cough them out.
We ask that you put your angels into Nathan, thrust them up with a sword to drive these demonic spirits out. We're not talking to you, Nathan. I'm talking to the strong man in you and the foul spirits. We bind you. You've been arrested right now. Come out of him right now and go to Jesus to be judged before your time.
Nathan, is there a reason why you're not coughing?
It might be just very a deeply embedded spirit. I think I had them all thrown out, but it might be one or two still lagging behind.
Okay. The way you get them out, do what we tell you to, and they'll come out. Just mm-hmm. take a deep cough. How old are you?
I'm in my very early 30s.
Yeah, you're a young man, see. Mm-hmm. Just take a deep cough and just go. And then
loose
them
in
out.
Jesus' name.
That's right.
Angels of God, cut all.
Asmodeus, we bind you and we command you to come out in the name of Jesus.
Incubus and succubus, we bind you. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come out.
Lord, rebuke you. Come out in the name of Jesus
here
Christ.
Here he comes.
Lord, rebuke you. Come out.
That's right.
You must come
rejection.
Out now.
Rejection.
In Jesus' name.
We bind you up. He's not rejected. He's received at the throne of God. And he
spirit
has many Christians loving him and praying for
loose
him
in
right
Jesus
now.
Lord, rebuke you. Come out in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Loose him
there
right
they
now.
Come.
Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right now.
There they come.
Take communion, demons, right now. Come out in Jesus' name, you foul spirits. Loose him right
yes.
now in Jesus' name.
The
Father God,
blood
I ask you to pierce him
there
through
they come.
With
there
arrows
they come.
Right now. We loose
Amen.
Burning and judgment Everything onto the heads of the demons right now in Jesus' name.
Octopus.
Demons, we command you to go into civil war
Leviathan.
On each other right now. Are you going to go to Tartarus?
Kundalini.
Come out of him in Jesus' name, foul spirit.
Python. We cut all of your ties by viper spirits. We cut all of those snake tails. Now you come up and out right now. And God said, scorpions, we bind you. We command those scorpion spirits to come out right now. Take a deep call.
Loose them, come out right now in Jesus' name. We bind Leviathan. Father God, loose your angel in there to cut off the 12 heads of Leviathan. Come out of him right now in Jesus' name.
The blood of the Lamb. 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 Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever wanted to get married?
Yes.
And something happened?
I don't think anything happened. It just never came together.
I'm just talking about, did any rejection come from that?
From not being married?
No, from the person that you were going to marry.
I never was that serious. It just never really came together. Got to that point yet.
Okay. Did you have sex with this lady?
No.
No? Okay. Do you want to get married?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't we just pray that God will bring your mate to you? You know, the Bible says, he that finds a good man finds a good thing. And so you're the one that finds the lady. The lady's not supposed to be looking for you. So let's just agree that the Lord will bring your mate that he has for you. And tonight, you've lost a lot of sexual spirits that came in from, particularly from that pornography. And so I want you to ask the Lord to keep you away from stuff like that and to bring your mate to you, because you're of the age now that you need to be married. Amen? And so you say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you that I believe in you.
I thank you that I believe in you.
And I thank you that you love me.
I thank you that you love me.
And that you are delivering me.
And that you are delivering me.
And I ask you to bring my mate to me.
I ask you to bring my mate to me.
And I thank you in the name of Jesus.
I thank you in the name of Jesus.
That you're going to fill me up.
That you're going to fill me up.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
And he's going to drive out.
And he's going to drive out.
All of those spirits.
All of those spirits.
Inside of me.
Inside of me.
That are hiding.
That are hiding.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now just take a deep breath and let the Spirit of the Holy Ghost with fire come in.
God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost fill him to overflowing. In Jesus' name.
That's right. Now, he's going to burn all of the hiding devils out. He's going to burn them out right now. Just take deep breaths. Deep, deep breaths and cough them out. That's right. That's right. Deep breaths now. Cough them out and they'll go. Take a deep cough all the way from the belly and they'll all come out.
Loose them right now in Jesus' name. All spirits, foul spirits, come out of Nathan in Jesus' name.
That's right, here they come. All of those curses are broken over your life, and we release the blessings of Abraham over you. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name.
All void through the Holy Spirit, Father God.
I want you to say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I believe Jesus Christ.
I believe Jesus Christ.
Died on the cross.
Died on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
And he has delivered me.
And he has delivered me.
And he will continue to deliver me.
And he will continue to deliver me.
All through the night and into the week.
All through the night and into the week.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I ask him to baptize me with the Holy Ghost.
And I ask him to baptize me with the Holy Ghost.
Now just take a deep breath and raise your hands and praise Jesus. Thank you,
I praise
Jesus.
Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
I praise
filling
you.
God. Filling, flow, overflow, God. Overflow. Giving the gift of tongues right now, Jesus. Just open your mouth and speak love to the Lord right now. Amen.
Amen.
Every blocking spirit is broken in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Now, are you going to call us back and write a report and let us know how you're doing?
Yes.
Okay. You
feel
better?
More love you, Nathan. We love you too, brother.
Okay.
You feel better, Nathan?
I do.
Amen. Looking forward to hearing from you again.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
God bless you, Nathan.
Okay.
We've got another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat. Thank you for holding.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Thank you for holding. You're on the line with Dr. Pat Holliday.
It's Colette.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I just have to go get Peyton out of her bed.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay.
We will hold here for you. We thank you for
She's
waiting.
She's awake. Okay. Come here, Peyton. Oh, come on.
This is Dr. Pat. I believe this is Colette calling in from Canada.
Yep.
Yes.
Peyton and I have asthma and allergies. And so Peyton's on some heavy meds. And if I take her off, she starts to get wheezy and, like, starts to lay around. And not she's not able to do much that way, so.
Colette, how
yes?
old is she?
She's 5.
Okay, lay your hands on her as we pray, okay?
Okay.
Father God, Omega Man and I are, and all of the people in the chat room are in one accord. We ask that you bind every inherited spirit in Peter. And in the name of Jesus, we command them to go into the cage. And we command them to come out of that child immediately.
And
every infirm spirit, you release her. Every drug spirit, everything that has her bound right now. You come out in the name of Jesus. The blood of the Lamb is upon her in Jesus' name.
Come out of that child in Jesus' name.
And Father God, I send the word. You said by your stripes you are healed. And we expect a good report on this child. And, oh, yes, I felt it leave. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Colette?
Dr. Pat, we can go into overtime with Colette. Colette, stay with us.
Okay.
And for those of you that are tuning in, God bless you tonight. If you need prayer, I'm going to keep the line open. It's 917-889-2745. Get into the queue. And we'll pray for you. God bless everyone tonight. Colette, Dr. Pat, is in Canada. Now, Colette, not only has Peyton been ill, but you've been also fighting pneumonia too, haven't you?
She had pneumonia. I had pneumonia since about grade 3, or asthma and allergies since grade 3, and pneumonia probably 3 times or so. In that time frame, but asthma and allergies continually, like up until now, or till like right till now. And she's had it since she was little, too. We're the only 2 out of our household of 5, so.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you been fighting with, dear? Do you suspect any other attacks coming from a particular location?
We've had lots of spiritual warfare going on. We've seen Pastor Joseph quite a few times.
Joseph Kaczynski, yes.
Yeah, and had quite a bit of freedom there. The father is sort of not really into the spiritual warfare thing. I'm not sure if that has a a bearing on it. Are we on air right now or no?
No, we just went off the air, so you're
okay.
Online just with Dr. Pat and I.
Okay. He's out in the pump house right now, probably smoking P.O.T.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Gee, what does that mean?
I was concerned that that had something to do with it. I was actually trying to encourage him to do the deliverance, like to be on the phone, so we'd have spiritual authority there. But it didn't. He just left. So here we are.
Okay, so
that's okay. You're the spiritual head if he's not walking
yes.
in that spirit.
Okay.
Amen.
And we just all agree for her in the name of Jesus. And Jesus is big enough to come into one accord. Amen?
Amen.
With you as the believer and us as the believer. And so we just stand on the word and we send his word to heal and deliver. Now, let me ask you a few things. Omega Man knows a lot about vitamins, as I do. Do you give her vitamin C?
I do, and we actually try to eat organic. We've made quite a few changes. Like about a year and a half ago, the girls got diagnosed with autism, and now we've done some rounds of chelation therapy by Dr. Andy Cutler and given supplements and different things and changed our diet drastically and seen quite a large, well, that and deliverance. Like, it seemed like every time we'd have a deliverance, we almost had a health breakthrough, or the Lord would give us some information regarding our health. Like, it just was so awesome how it all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
But now they don't have that anymore outside of a little hyperactivity and the asthma and allergies. Like, but
can you take vitamins D3?
D3. I think so. I don't know if it's a D3, but I have three kinds of D right now. We're in the middle of
You need the vitamin D-3, and you need 5,000 units a day.
Okay.
And then one more thing, and then he's going to minister to you.
Okay.
It's called oil of oregano.
Okay, yeah, I have that.
Okay, are you giving it to her?
Well, I do. I kind of rotate. I don't do it constantly.
Give it to her every day with the D, 3 and
okay.
the vitamin C.
Yeah.
And see if you don't see a difference. She may have a low grade infection, and that will take care of it. Do you something to make a man?
Yes. Did you say that one of the children had been diagnosed with autism? Is that what they were telling you?
Yeah, my sister-in-law had diagnosed the both of them, but we've been through so much deliverance and made so many changes that God led us through that
yes.
now they're doing so good, they're just right on track. So I see
praise God.
The fruit of it.
Now the one daughter Peyton has been the one that has been battling with asthma. Do you have other children too?
Yeah, two.
Okay. Do they have any kind of illness right now?
The youngest one we never vaccinated, and he's healthy. He never has anything wrong with him. And then Brooke and Peyton were both vaccinated, and Brooke doesn't have asthma or anything like that. She coughs. She coughs quite consistently if we eat a junk food, you know, but otherwise she's good too.
Brooke and Peyton are their names?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Pat, should we pray for Brooke and Peyton, and we'll pray for Colette?
Yeah, you pray.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I stand in agreement with Dr. Pat and with Colette, and we lift up Brooke and Peyton right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. We apply the blood of Jesus to both of those children. Your children, Father God, we break any witchcraft attacks that have come against them, off of them, any curses. Any type of demonic spirits that have been sent to attack them, we bind them in Jesus' name and command you to loose the children right now and go to Jesus to be judged before your time. We rebuke asthma. We rebuke the spirit of infirmity. Loose the children right now. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you, you
Amen.
Foul spirits. We apply the blood
and
of Jesus to them, and we say, be healed right now in Jesus' name. We curse the asthma. Loose it and dry up right now in her lungs right now. We pour the blood of Jesus into their lungs. in Jesus' name. It says that through his stripes we are healed. We command healing in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Dr.
Amen. Penn. We command that spirit of asthma to come out of that child.
Looser
we
now,
cage it, and we command it to come out.
You must go now.
Alzheimer's or whatever those other things.
All
Autism, of those
we
spirits.
Bind you. Looser them in Jesus'
you
name.
Get into the cage and out immediately.
Any infirmity.
Get out of
in
all
Jesus
of those
name.
Children.
Right now.
And we give you praise, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Okay.
Colette, we're gonna pray for you. Dr. Pat, you want to start off with Colette? She has also been battling some asthma and the pneumonia.
And she's the adult, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the mother.
Father, we curse every germ in that body and command
yes.
those germs to die.
Bind you in Jesus' name.
Every one of
Come
them
out.
Die. All yeah. cold, pneumonia.
Find a strong man
every,
to keep her going to the kitchen.
Everything that's
Jesus
attacking
name.
Her has to adapt immediately, right now, in Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus,
and every
your
spirit
to
behind
need
it,
to go.
Every curse, hex, and spell, everything praying
Break
against
all
her is bound.
Off
and
of
we
now,
command
Jesus
those
name.
Spirits to leave her immediately, instantly, now.
Looser now.
Now take a deep breath
Jesus
and
name.
Just call them out.
Come out of her right now in Jesus' name. All foul spirits. We bind you infirmity, asthma, pneumonia, anything that came
in
through
Jesus
witchcraft.
Name.
Come out of her in Jesus' name. We break all ungodly soul ties, Colette, right now. Come out of her right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You came in through a drug gateway. We bind you. Loose her in Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen.
Every once in a while, I have this funny feeling on the back of my head, like where your spine goes into your head, where the little hole is on the back of your head,
yeah.
and it tingles.
Well, we bind any Kundalini spirits hanging around there.
Yeah.
Come out.
Angels of God,
come
cut
up and out. Come up
yeah,
and out.
Cut all connections
come up
to
and out.
Heaven and third heaven. Attach these demons.
Up and out.
Forbid
up
any reinforcements.
Instant.
Loose salt, we're burning. Onto the heads
in
of these
Jesus
demons. Blindness on them in Jesus' name. Looser right now in Jesus' name, you foul spirits.
Everyone.
Come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All foul spirits, the Lord rebuke you.
Yes, and
the
we
blood
bind
of
fear of the children in Jesus' name. Command them to loose. In the name of
Anything
Jesus.
Anything attacking her back of your head, we bind you. Looser right now in Jesus' name. Go to Jesus to be judged. Come out right now in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you.
There it goes.
Right
yeah.
now, in Jesus' name. Angels of God, drive them out
Moving
in Jesus'
out.
Name. Lord Jesus, point your finger at the next demon. We bind you. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her right now. All foul spirits, you must
Everyone.
Go. Your time is up. We bind you. Come out and go to Jesus right now to be judged.
We bind
Come
fear
out right now, Jesus.
Getting on the kids in the name of Jesus.
We bind all fear. Father God, loose angels to go through that house. And smite any demons that would even stay there right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sweating.
Yeah, fill her with the Holy Ghost.
Father God,
we
fill vacancy.
Go ahead.
With the Holy
Make
Spirit.
A man.
Father God, fill any vacancy right now, any void created by the demons going. Fill with the Holy Spirit right now. Baptize her right now in the Holy Spirit, Father God. Fill her right now. By the blood of Jesus to your lungs, and your whole body
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, it's easy. It's like there. It's like I could taste something like when you get a cold and you get that sort of a. But now I'm all wheezy.
Mm-hmm.
Any demon manifesting and wheezing, curse you in Jesus' name. Just like Jesus cursed the fig tree. Come out of her right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Come out of her
Amen.
Lungs right now. Angels of God,
all
rip them out in Jesus' name.
Come up. All slime, come up.
Anything.
Clean those
residence.
Lungs out of her and the
Come
children
out.
In Jesus' name.
Come out and go to Jesus. Be judged right now.
Amen.
Fill your lungs with the Holy Spirit right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Now just take Please a deep God. Breath and let the fire of the Holy Ghost come in and burn them out.
When Peyton had sat up the other night and she said snake, I had thought about that and thought about that. I had thought maybe it was a snake. Like, because I was on constant pharmaceuticals when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe it was a snake wrapped around the pole, like the medical symbol.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I thought about for most of the week.
We bind any demons that came in through pharmakia. We stand in the gap of her. We cut them off of her right now in Jesus' name.
Yes,
we any can. Doorway opened up through drug use, we bind you in Jesus' name. Loose her right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Anything that manifested as a snake to that child, we bind you. Loose the family right now in Jesus'
and
name.
And fear.
What happened, Peyton?
No, it's not in my dream. It's just that God gave me the mind in my head.
Oh, I see. I still can't get rid of the wheezing.
You're still wheezing?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have asthma, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
My nose is running, though.
We break the power of asthma in
yes,
the name
Father
of Jesus.
God, in Jesus' name.
And we command that spirit to go
right
into
now.
The cage and come out.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Open up this line.
Infirmity.
Open up this line.
Come out of her
in
the name
of Jesus.
The Lord rebuke you. Foul spirits.
We forbid it to go into the children. And in Jesus' name, we command that thing.
So let
that
be healed
it
in Jesus' name. Right now. Lungs be healed in Jesus' name. God, loose your healing power on her right now. Jesus' name. God, cut them out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name, you foul spirits of asthma. All sickness, you must go
everyone,
down in Jesus' name.
Nothing can stay.
Lord, rebuke you. Healed right now in Jesus' name.
The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb.
Blood of Jesus.
The blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
The blood of the Lamb. We give you praise for your blood in Jesus' name.
Can you pray if I have false tongues that they be removed? I repented today, but in case I have false tongues, I was concerned about that.
Why do you think you have false tongues?
I was just concerned because I was reading Prepare for War by Rebecca Brown. And I
Rebecca
was...
Brown is a witch, honey.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness. Okay, thanks for telling me.
We bind any demonic spirits that came in through the occult book. Come out of her right now in Jesus' name. Any spirits of doubt and unbelief, loose her in Jesus' name.
Come out.
All witchcraft, come out in Jesus' name. Anything
every
false
devil
tongues,
that was
sent. Come out in Jesus' name.
The blood of the Lamb. Every devil from that book, believe.
Lord, rebuke your faith.
Throw it away, honey.
Go to
throw
Jesus.
That book away.
Okay, Peyton.
Now, doesn't the Bible say something about... if you ask for, what is that scripture? God won't give you a serpent.
If you ask for a fish, will he give you a serpent? No. And if you ask for a bread, will the Father give you a stone?
No.
Okay.
And so you asked for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes, I did.
And so, do you believe God or do you believe Rebecca Brown?
God.
Okay. And whenever you ask for that, you were serious about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So what did she say that led you to believe that you had false tongues?
I was concerned that we had a Pentecostal camp and they're doing lots of fire tunnels and stuff like that. But someone had laid hands on me when I was first a Christian, when I was slain in the spirit. So I was concerned about about that. just different things.
Well, do you believe God can slay you in the spirit?
I wasn't sure if it was biblical or not.
Well, you know, people get slain in the spirit all the time under my ministry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so the truth is, did she say that if you're slain in the spirit, it's a false baptism?
I'm getting confused with what I read, what Richard sent me about, I think it was one of your articles about false fire.
Yeah.
And what I read in Prepare for War. I think I'm getting them confused.
Okay, we bind the spirit of confusion over you in the name of Jesus and all those witchcraft words that you read in the name of Jesus from that book. We take authority over it and all of the doubt and unbelief, all of these devils to get into a cage and come out of her instantly and immediately now.
By the angel of death, destruction, loose her in Jesus' name.
Call. Yes. Come out.
Spirit of Halloween, we bind you in Jesus' name.
You can go to bed now, honey.
And every curse, hex, and spell that she's put on that book that comes to people that read it, we break those powers right now in the name of Jesus.
Rebuke you, Father.
You come out.
Come out in Jesus'
come out.
Name.
Here it comes.
Looser in Jesus' name.
Come on out. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Come out.
Come out in the name of Jesus Christ, you foul spirits.
Spirit of witchcraft.
Lord, rebuke
come
you.
Out.
Come out in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Spirit of witchcraft.
Angels
come out.
Rip them out right now.
Spiritual blindness.
Command.
Come out.
Civil war in the name of Jesus.
Come out. You will
come out of
not.
Her right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
You will not load her chest back up. You come out.
God, loose your arrows dipped in the blood of Jesus to pierce the demons through right now.
Yes.
Loose
yes.
blindness and confusion on the demons in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name.
That's
loose her
right
now in Jesus' name.
Okay, let me read the word for you, okay?
Okay.
Here's what the word says. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For if one asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And he that knocketh, it shall be opened. If the Son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, or will he, or a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if you shall ask an egg, will he offer a scorpion? Now see, in the Bible, serpents and scorpions and frogs and things like that are demonic spirits. And so this scripture is teaching you that you ask for the Holy Spirit, God is not going to give you evil spirits. He's not going to give you a scorpion or a fish or an egg or any of that stuff. He can give you the Holy Spirit. And then in verse 13 it says, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Holy Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now, when you asked God to baptize you in the Holy Ghost, you didn't ask for any of those things, did you?
No.
You asked for the Holy Ghost, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And so what did God give you? He gave you the Holy Ghost, didn't he?
Yeah.
And so what did that witch do? She tried to take that away from you, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she try to take that away from you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say, Father.
Father.
I renounce.
I renounce.
Everything that I read in that book.
Everything that I read in that book.
And I ask you to take it out of me.
And I ask you to take it out of me.
And replace it.
And replace it.
All those empty places.
All those empty places.
With your Holy Ghost.
With your Holy Ghost.
And just cough all of them out and breathe in the Holy Spirit. That's good. Breathe him in.
All foul spirits go in Jesus' name.
The rest of us.
Pour the blood of Jesus on you right now.
Your little plans didn't work.
Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat. Come out in Jesus' name. All foul spirits go now in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. And we command all of the spirits that came in the house from that book to be caged and get out of the house, get out of the children as they sleep. And we surround the husband with the fire of the Holy Ghost for protection. In the name of Jesus.
We bind incubus and succubus and Asmodeus, and we command you to leave now in Jesus' name.
I had that before, and I had this most interesting dream. I felt something on me. So, and I had this dream of a white stage, and there was a red cloud coming, orangish red cloud coming out at me. It was going to attack me. And then this little Jewish man in a white hood and cloak came out, and you know the blue stripes down the white head cover?
Mm-hmm.
And he rebuked that orange cloud. And then I woke up, and it was like I was, something peeled off of me, like if you were laying there and someone lifted a sheet quickly off of you, you'd feel like a shifting of air.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard Peyton screaming down in her bedroom, so I stood up. And I was walking down her bedroom rebuking demons. And all I could hear in my head over was Prophet Elijah, Prophet Elijah. And I have no idea really what that was about. That was about 6 months ago, maybe. But
we break any witchcraft that has come against you in your dream state, and we bind any demons that have come in through the dream. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose her right now. Asmodeus, Asmodeus, incubus and succubus, and any other demons that came into the dream state. Loose her in Jesus' name.
Amen. And fill those empty places, God, with your Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. The devil is a liar. Amen. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Now, I want you to take that book, and I want you to throw that book out of the house tonight. Don't leave it in the house.
I got a nice wood boiler that's burning away outside. I can go.
Okay, throw it in there. And
what's your
husband's
name, Colette?
We forbid the devil to counteract in Jesus' name.
Yes. What is your husband's name, Colette?
A funny thing.
James.
James, okay.
A funny thing happened whenever I discerned her book.
Yes.
I discerned the first two books and wrote an article on it. It's a book on it up on my e-books.
Yes.
And somebody brought a book to the church and said, do you want this book? You know, because you wrote on that other thing. So I took it home. And I laid it down by the side of my bed, and I got in a terrible state. It felt like something had wrapped around me and was squeezing and squeezing and squeezing, and I felt like I was having little pins all over my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I did everything I knew, and I wasn't getting any relief. And finally I said, "Lord, what is this?" And he said, "Look down by the side of your bed." And I looked down, and it was Rebecca Brown's book.
Wow.
And so I took it and threw it out of the house. And when I threw it out of the house, I just started saying, "I pull all the pins out," and
yeah,
instantly got better. So I know she's a witch.
Wow.
That's just strange. That just baffles me. I just really need to know, like, what to watch out for, because I have three children, you know. I'm going to look through my books. I have Derek Prince's books, though, too. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Derek Prince is fine. No, she is just a witch.
I didn't
know.
She's a witch that came out about maybe 10 or 15 years ago or longer.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody brought me her book.
He came to set the captives free.
Setting the captives free, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I discerned the book. And then Irene Park, the witch that switched, confronted her on 700 Club.
Wow.
And she called Irene and said, "Prepare ye for war."
Wow.
And that was her next book that she wrote. And, of course, Irene Park's not afraid of her or anybody else. She also challenged the mass deliverance guy out there.
Wynn Worley.
Wynn
really?
Worley, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
She did.
Well, we bind the strong man and power demons in Rebecca Brown right now in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's married now. Her name is Yoder.
Rebecca Yoder, that's
Yoder.
Right. We bind her.
And
demons.
I've got a hope to further information on her. And after she got married, and they're con people. And so I thought about it, and I said, "You know, Lord," I said, "the first book that I printed has gone nowhere. I did a big war. I got a big warfare over there." And I said, "You just go to somebody else and let them do that." So I never did any more on her, but there's a lot more on her. But if anybody wants to look, there's a lot up on the internet about her. And she and he are con people. She's a witch.
What about this prophetess Mary J. Ogunnarkuhua?
I don't know her. See, I don't keep up with them all. I'm very busy.
Someone dropped my friend dropped a bunch of books off for us.
I would be very careful about reading books, and I would get them out of the house, and
yes. And
don't read anything until the Lord tells you, because some of these people are just pure wizards and witches, and some of the churches are too. So I just always prayed about everything and everywhere I went.
Amen.
And the Lord has always protected me.
Yeah, I have to get into the habit of that more.
No, absolutely. And your husband, again, his name is James?
Yes.
Right now, in agreement, Father God, we bind the strong man and doorkeeper in James and any demons that came in through peyote. We bind them in Jesus' name. Command them to be caged up right now. Apply the blood of Jesus to James, and I ask that you pull the scales off of his eyes and help him see the gateway that he needs to close in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. We were reading, he has diabetes, and we were reading one night about diabetes on demonbuster.com.
Yeah, it's a squid spirit.
Squid, yeah, it was fascinating.
Is he fighting with diabetes?
Yeah.
What, sorry?
Does he have diabetes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he will give up the peyote, the Lord can heal him.
Yeah, he can bind it, but he has to get saved and repent before we can call it out.
He says he's saved.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be doing any kind of drugs if he is.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
What's happened is peyote is a hallucinogenic, and what it does is it drops his hedge of protection, and the demons come right in.
Oh,
it's a very strong pharmaceutical.
Okay.
So that's his doorway right now.
Okay. What should I pray about that, though? Like, just keep... Can I bind it, or just keep asking the Lord?
We've already bound it. You just keep praying and ask God to save it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Well,
God bless you. Do you have Dr. Holliday's contact info?
Is it on Miracle Internet Church? Okay. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Stay in touch with us. God bless you, Colette.
Thank you.
Dr. Pat, we got one more caller that's been patiently waiting. Do you have time?
Okay.
Okay. Caller, you are very patient, but the Lord likes the desperate. Thank you for holding. You're on with Dr. Pat. How can we help you tonight?
Is that me?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for holding.
Hello, Brother Sean. My name is Joe from St. Paul, Minnesota.
How are you tonight, Joe?
I'm doing good. I was happy to hear that you were still on the air. I was afraid that maybe something had happened.
Oh, Joe, I think I got an email from you this week. Yes, sir. You're Minnesota.
That's right. And I'm calling on behalf of my mother. I talked to Dr. Holliday, perhaps it was about maybe a year ago or something. My mom, her name is Matilda, and she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's some 12 years ago. And she's totally wasted. She's like all thin and bony now. She can no longer walk, and she can't even talk anymore. And she's been having some problems with breathing and that kind of stuff. And so I've been giving her some mucinics to kind of loosen the phlegm. And standing in agreement and in prayer, and yesterday I was feeling a bit anxious or something, and then I started to listen to Win Worley's tape on binding and loosing, and I just implemented that and decided to just tell the spirit of anxiety to leave me. And I coughed, and that left, and then I just started standing on the, I just started standing on the promises of God and saying, Lord, you promised that she's healed, and I just stand here for her. And that's why I called, brother.
Brother, we're going to pray for you right now. Dr. Pat, you want to lead off in prayer for Joe, and then we'll pray for Matilda?
Yes, Father, we thank you that you're teaching him self-deliverance because that's important for people to learn how to keep themselves free. And when they do your word, it works. And we just stand in agreement with his mother.
Yes.
And I'm going to let my brother pray for her.
Yes, Father God. Father, we come in agreement, Joseph, myself, and Dr. Pat. You said we're two or more gathered together, you in the midst. And whatever we ask on earth, and we bind in earth, be bound in heaven, loosed in earth, be loosed in heaven. So right now we lift up Matilda. We bind the strong man and the gatekeeper in her. We bind any spirit of infirmity. We bind all sickness in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to loose Matilda right now. We command you to leave her right now and go to Jesus to be judged before your time. We rebuke all foul spirits of infirmity attacking her in Jesus' name. We say to Matilda, be healed right now in Jesus' name. We apply the blood of Jesus to her. Command her body to conform to the word of God that says, through his stripes we are healed. So be healed right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you. I thank you, Jesus.
Amen, and we're in agreement with him in the name of Jesus.
Well, thank you very much. And with respect to the Rebecca Brown thing, you know, there was a documentary that I saw on the documentary channel some months ago on Chick Publications, on Mr. Chick. And they did have her on there, but the individuals that were doing this documentary forgot to investigate you know, her background and stuff like that. I used to have that book, and I threw it away myself because after a while you read that, and then instead of being set free, you're set into some sort of like you're like in fear of the negativity. Jesus has set us free, and we're not bound by any of that stuff. We bind and rebuke it, but We walk free. We don't have any chains. The blood of the Lamb frees us. And so I'm very glad that you were able to share that with that lady. It's unfortunate that it's, it's a book that is still influencing many bookstores. I've seen it in even in Assembly of God, Spanish-speaking churches up here. They have it, but I guess the pastor's never read it. He has no idea as to what's in there.
Well, let's put it like this. They might not know, but the demons in them know. And
yes.
I saw her book go all over the world. I saw it go into churches. Pastors that usually would stand against deliverance had them in the bookstores. And the thing that I can tell you is they wouldn't have my books in their bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
These churches, these Pentecostal churches.
Right.
And the reason is because my book said that Jesus was all-powerful, and her book shows the devil as being an overcoming Jesus and his power in most instances.
Right, right. I also went to a local evangelical type church down here or meeting in which they had some lady named Souza. Now, she came on the Roth show, the Phil Roth show. But when I was there, what I witnessed and what I felt afterwards was like that it wasn't good. That she had people close their eyes and like begin to meditate, and I felt I bought her CD, but every time I would listen to it, I felt like there was something wrong, and I gave it to a brother who has better discernment and told him to listen to it, but if he didn't want it, just to throw it away. So I'm not sure if you heard anything about that.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything, but Sid has gone totally third wave with Peter Wagner and Rick Joyner and all of those people that are in the third wave,
which is
a Jesus-only group.
Right.
And they're the ones that are opening up the stargates and taking people to heaven and all of that crazy stuff. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you didn't feel funny, because that is not of God.
Is it called regions?
The unfortunate thing is that there was a messianic rabbi there with his wife, and it's to me it seems sad, because they were into this whole deal, but they couldn't get us the discernment. I think our the discernment mechanism, whatever, sometimes isn't operating well. And as believers, if we don't have that operating, we can still fall into delusion. And so we always have to have that discernment to see if it's from the Word. If it's, you know, we have to rightly divide the Word of truth, as the Word says.
Well, you know, I was on Sid Roth, and so was Bishop Kanko.
Yes, sir.
But as quickly as we were on there, the powers that be made sure that he never interviewed either one of us again.
Right.
And so I love Sid, but, you know, he looks for signs and wonders, and the Bible says, don't look after signs and wonders, look for Jesus.
Amen.
And so we pray for Sid. He's a nice guy. He's just blinded.
Right. Well, Sister Holiday, do you remember me calling you one time?
I recognize that. What's your name?
Joe Gonzalez.
What is it?
Joe Gonzalez.
Yeah, I do. I recognize your voice.
Yes, yes. Well, I appreciate that. And
yeah, because your mother used to write me.
No, she no. It must be a different
wasn't
one.
Wasn't your mother? Maybe
no, she can't. She's never written to anyone. But
well, there's
event,
so many people that I pray for. Goodness.
I know.
Forgive me.
No, it's okay. But as Brother Shannon said, it's absolutely true that you can call this, you know, the phone that's on her, that's your phone. And if you call her, she'll pray for you.
Amen.
I mean, it's amazing. And so also you, Brother Shannon, thank you very much. And I enjoy your website. I also enjoy the Watchman Radio. I forgot his name. I enjoy that website. And so I don't make much money, but if, you know, as soon as I can, I'll try to send something. I just appreciate this ministry. All right.
Support Dr. Pat and Miracle Internet Church, and God bless you, Joseph.
Yes.
Thanks for calling tonight, brother.
Sure. I'll write you and give you a praise report.
Thank you.
Okay. That'll be great.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, brother. Dr. Pat?
Oh, are you there?
I'm there. I'm going to hang up, and I'll call you right back.
Okay.
God bless you.